Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Test 2, 1, 2, check, check, check.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Motherfucking Bay. Finally back with another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, January 27, 2013. Thank you for joining me. It's been a week since I last broadcast and a really busy week for moi. And I missed a lot of shit, I'm sure, on the internet. Try to keep up on Twitter, but you can only catch so much. So I'm hoping this show would be sort of a week in review of sorts for the internet. If there was anything of note that happened at the end of the week that I missed, which I probably did, please join me 347-267-6667. let me know what I missed. Apparently, one thing I missed was the fact that apparently Barrett Brown has got even more additional charges added to his indictment or whatever the fuck it's called. So I'm going to have a non-sicko on tonight to discuss that, get us up to speed on that. What else has been going on? Oh, boy. Oh, Twitter was on fire earlier this week. It was revealed that pretty much half of Twitter are all Spyco bots. Spyco socks, I mean. Sorry. Spyco, who is the Twitter sock champion of the universe, it was revealed earlier this week that pretty much, I would say, at least over half of the accounts you see on Twitter are Spyco socks. So, interesting. Also, it was revealed that quite a few people, myself included, are actually all part of the whole Schmoop conspiracy. Schmoop does not exist. It's an entity that was created and maintained by 30-some-odd internet denizens, myself included. And since we were outed earlier this week, we all decided to come clean and change our avatars and screen names to Schmoop, who was subsequently his Twitter account was subsequently suspended. What else happened? The blatant propaganda churned out by the bacon industrial complex continues. As you know, I'm in an ongoing battle with the powers that be over the misuse and abuse of bacon as a internet meme. So that continued this week as well, as we were a little bit scared. Our good friend of the show, Ms. Becker, Lauren Becker, took a 3-day absence from Twitter. And, you know, if you're a Twitter addict such as myself, you know that 3 days is an eternity. But she's back with 2 Twitter accounts, and she's going nuts. I'm hoping she'll call in tonight. I asked her to. Meanwhile, in the real world, the fallout from Newtown and Steubenville continue. Right now, also, the world's elite are meeting in Davos to discuss, of all things, obesity. Violence has erupted on the streets of Cairo, Egypt, once more. No, it's not another faux revolution. It was simply a riot at a soccer match. Apparently a riot. There was a riot at a soccer match that killed something like 70 people. Then 20-something people were charged in the incident and sentenced to death. And when that sentencing came out, more riots ensued and more people died. Something like 30 more people died. So this one soccer match has accounted for over 100 deaths. So I made sure to alert Piers Morgan about this on Twitter and suggested that we outlaw soccer matches, like total ban on soccer matches. I mean, we know that this is nothing new. This happens in all over the world. These crazy soccer fans go completely nuts. You've seen it time and again where there's these huge brawls that happen. Not even brawls, just overzealous fans who try to push themselves closer to the game and the action and end up squishing people to death. I've seen complete rafters collapse. And people die because overzealous cheering. Soccer is a dangerous fucking sport to watch, people. And I think we should, if we're going to have soccer, I think it should be played without fans. Okay? Just for their own good. The fans are not allowed to watch live. I think just play in front of an empty stadium with a bunch of TV cameras, and there'll be no massacres at soccer games or reactions to massacres at soccer games. I think that's the way to do it. Anyhoot, tonight I'm going to get to your calls, talk about whatever you want. I'm going to bring on a non-sicko. I also have a shit ton of requests to fulfill. A lot of people want to hear music. So I'm going to play a little bit of music for these folks. I got a request from One Natas. He goes by O-N-3-N-A-T-A-S. And I believe Natas spelled backwards is Satan. So One Satan is what he's pretty much. One backward is N-O. So Satan, N-O? Whatever. He wants to hear some Ramones. So we're going to play some Ramones and then get to your calls. As long as you call in at 347-826-7667. This song, this Ramones song, is basically... I picked this song not because it's one of their most popular songs, which... Fuck, oh, they all sound the same anyways, right? But I think... This goes out to all, also, not only am I fulfilling this request for One Natas, but I'm also sending this out to all of you, all my regular listeners and new listeners, who, for the most part, cannot really enjoy my show without being intoxicated in one shape or form. So, this is for you. I'll be right back.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. And unmuted. Hey everybody, Vince in the Bay back here. I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour and 45 minutes. So hang in there, kids. We'll try to make this as painless as possible. So I played some Misfits there also for DB Koopa. So we played two songs there. Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated for Juan Natas, and Misfits for DB Koopa. I've got to try to squeeze in all these requests tonight if I can. And also squeeze in as many calls as possible. So I believe we're going to have Anand Sicko on in a little bit. But before we get to him, we have Gatsu here with a special report. Go ahead, Gatsu.
Hey, how you doing there, Vince?
Doing great, man. Back on the air after a week off and excited to be broadcasting. And you always bring something new and educational to the show. What do you have for us tonight?
Okay. I don't know if you heard about Operation Last Resort.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
The hacking of a United States Sentencing Commission government website.
Oh, shit. And, God, there are so many goddamn departments in this country. It's kind of this central government. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Anyway,
I didn't even know that website existed. I had no idea that website existed. But anyways, continue.
Okay, this led to Operation Twitter Storm and, you know, spreading the message of Aaron Swart's death. And there's a few other operations that are shooting off from this. We got, you know, the new charges being brought against Barrett Brown. They want him, you know, he's facing like 100 years now or something. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I think I think I read something about that.
Okay, I mean, you have that on your show. You have that advertised on there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have Sicko on. Sicko is going to be on in a minute to talk about that, but you're more than welcome to give us the backstory.
But, yeah, you have, like, the warheads and all that stuff, you know, with the dirt on the justices. And now you've also got this congressional decree that rooting, jailbreaking, and unlocking your cell phones is now illegal as of today, effective today. And I'm doing another operation for that. I'm doing a response video on my YouTube channel, Got to Conviction. And I'll be showing people how to unlock and, you know, root and get their NSL codes off of any phone, like, really easily. And we're going to, you know, do some other operations for that. I wanted to, you know, propagate that and let people know about that.
Son of a bitch. My mic was stuck, but my mic's down. Great, man. Appreciate that. I have no idea what you just said, but I'm sure somebody in the chat room, somebody listening out there is going to find this information useful. I don't root shit, dude. The only thing I like to get a root every once in a while. You know what that means in Australian? Getting a root.
No. Uh-huh.
Getting a root in Australian means getting laid, dude. Fucking it.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Right on, dude.
But, I mean, basically it's just ridiculous that the government is getting involved in corporate matters like that. I mean, decreeing that it's illegal to, you know, modify your device, your technology, your property that you own. I mean, what the fuck? That is so retarded, is it not? I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that's kind of fucked up, man. Like, if you buy a piece of technology, I think you should own it and be able to fuck with it whatever, however you want. Now, if you're doing something like stealing service without paying for it, that's one thing. I think you should be penalized for that. But just making physical modifications to your phone, it's like you buy a car. You know, outlawing people detailing their car and, you know, tricking out their car with, like, a tail fin and, you know, having, like, a ban on lowriders. Like, there was during the late 80s, early 90s, there was seriously talk of banning lowriders. Thankfully, it just became uncool. Although the Asians still have their rice burners that are lowered, but that's about it. You don't see any mini trucks anymore. You notice that?
Oh, well, yeah, I get what you're saying. But yeah, it's just ridiculous. Also, I wanted to let people know that the FBI is investigating Operation Last Resort, and the guy in charge is Rick McFeely, Agent Rick McFeely. Anyway, he was doxxed recently, and all the agents under him were doxxed. I'll be released pretty soon. Should be pretty funny.
Sweet. Hey, let's take a call. I think Hammurabi has a question for you. Go ahead, Hammurabi. It's Hammurabi.
Yeah.
It's Hammurabi's code, by the way, everybody. Hammurabi's code. Welcome to the show.
Neat. So, Getz, I'm really interested in where you got your info that is now illegal to root your phone or tablet.
Say that again?
Where did you get your intel about it being illegal to root your shit?
It's illegal now. It's a congressional decree. It's so stupid.
In what country?
In the United States.
No.
Just Google
You don't even root shit, bro. Tell me, what forum would you go to if you wanted to learn how to root a fucking device? Anything Android. Let's just put it there. Anything Android, what site would you go to?
I wouldn't go to a site. I would use one-click Android or something like that. Or I would download terminal emulator off the market, and then I would type buildprof.git nil.msl, and that give you your master subsidy lock code embedded in your...
It doesn't work like that, bro.
Dude, what? Are you real?
It doesn't work like that. Just,
yeah, actually, well, it does work like that, and you can get your MSL...
You can get your MSL from any app.
Dude, Sicko just posted this thing that says it's off of abcnews.com.
Yeah,
starting it's illegal to lock your cell phone.
They're talking about it, but it's not going to
no,
happen.
No, it's today, man. It's a congressional decree.
It's
not
a Drudge Report.
The government doesn't do shit, especially on a Drudge fucking
report.
Sunday, Gatsu. Pull your head out of your ass.
Grain of salt, okay?
Dude, an operation is already in the works. You don't even know. Sir. Just think people know about this.
All right. Well, good luck on your operation, bro.
Thanks, bro.
We got Jay Flint, a.k.a. Mr. Flintstone in the house. Gonzo PhD in the building. Soul Butter. Soul Butter wants to talk about penises. So we're going to interrupt the Gatsu and Hammurabi talk and bring on the lovely Soul Butter. Hello, Soul Butter. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Vince. How's it going?
Oh, it was going great until Gatsu and Hammurabi called in and started talking about this anonymous crap.
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, it was the illegal cell phone thing. Yeah, whatever. It's usually, but this time it was the cell phone shit.
Who cares? It'll last.
I'd much rather talk about penises with you.
All right, I'm ready.
Did you know that I can't write the word penis in my show description?
Why is that?
It's not allowed. When I try to submit it, it gives me a rejection, and it says in red letters, it says, you have posted a word that could be offensive to some listeners. You must remove this word. And at first I thought, because I did this for, I mean, I do a show called Big Titty Tuesday, and I put breasts. I think I can say breasts. I say titties. I say boobs, all that stuff, and that's cool. I can't say penis.
Scientific.
Like,
it's
imagine if I was doing imagine it. I was doing a male anatomy podcast.
Right.
How fair is that? I'm a clinical doctor, a goddamn professional. I take
Fuck
care of
education.
People's penises, right? You know.
Fuck education.
I help lives with my podcast because, you know, I give people instructions on how to avoid. Cancer of the nuts.
Right, and that's a good thing.
So I have to be able, I'm not going to say cancer of the nuts. That doesn't sound clinical. It doesn't sound professional. I have to use a penis. It's a male penis, okay?
Can you
that, that's the subject of my anatomy show. And I can't even write that in the description. It's disgusting.
Yes, but can you write penile?
I don't know. I'll have to try that next time.
I think that, you know, whoever's in charge of that shit is just stupid anyway. You know, you can probably say all kinds of things, but you can't say something absolutely scientific or clinical. But you know, I didn't really call to talk about scientific penises.
Oh, what did you call about?
Well, I have a couple of questions about penises.
Okay.
First, what does it feel like to have that between your legs? Is that not uncomfortable?
No, it feels great. You know what I did recently? I did some manscaping,
mm-hmm.
and it feels better. Oh, I feel liberated. It feels like I'm 20 years younger.
Is it like soft and fuzzy instead of like just nasty, long and gross?
So, no, it was fuzzy. Now it's not. I had like a little basically I had an afro down there. It looks like it looks like buckwheat's going down on me from where I'm at.
Did you put a pick in it? Like a red pick in your fucking foot?
I should have. I'll do that when I grow it back out.
That's not hot. Did you shave like a heart in there or something?
No, I just went skin, baby.
That's hot. That's fucking hot. I like it. But I want to know something. Most of your listeners are guys. There's one or
sure.
two
yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
Not including myself, but here's my deal. These guys sit and they argue with each other back and forth all day long. That's all they do. Am I right?
Okay.
Trolling? Is it not fun? What are they doing?
What do you mean? Who? Who are we talking about here?
Any of these guys who come in and they start talking, and somebody, they're in this chat room right now still arguing about the phones.
Oh,
who cares?
Yeah, they'll talk about the phone thing for like another 20 minutes easily.
Yeah.
Robbie,
so, Hammurabi's
on hold right now, just fuming that he can't talk about rooting and cell phones and pirating and that stuff. But we do have another caller that's patiently waiting. I think this might be Von Rage. Von Rage, is that you?
Hello,
caller. Oh, hey, caller. Who's this? You're on the air.
Oh, it's Neil Rauhauser.
Oh, Neil Rauhauser.
In the chat room. And, you know, this is kind of not what I was expecting content-wise, but I got to put in a plug for this whole manscaping thing. You know, I started doing this like 5 or 6 years ago when I was cycling a lot, and it was just purely an anti-chafe thing. But as time has gone on, I've met a couple different women who, you know, really liked having all the additional smooth skin available. And, you know, I got to give it high marks for the whole improved sensitivity thing. You suffer a little bit when the wax goes on, but then you got weeks of fun ahead of you.
Well, it's great, too, if you're giving head, because you don't have all that hair up in your face.
That's what I do it. That's why I think I'm going to do it from now on. Like
Andrew Teat.
Yeah, I do it as a service to the woman, to be honest. But
I leave it there for the woman so she can floss.
Jesus Christ, hammer on.
What's up, Neil? How you been, Neil?
Yeah, it's been all right. And I got to say that for me, it's not really an aesthetic issue. It just started out as a comfort thing with the biking. And, you know, the triangle on top, it could stand to be, you know, the verge could be trimmed, but I don't see any reason to take that off. That would just look freaking goofy, I think.
Yeah.
And
you don't
want to
fuck up your triangle above your dick.
Nope. That would be kind of strange.
Have you guys ever seen a girl who has their pussy, like, bedazzled? Like, they put little jewels and stuff around it?
Bedazzling?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that. I've seen a pierced.
I banged like 9,000 bedazzled pussies last week. It was pretty awesome.
Bedazzled. Just Google that shit. Like,
what
you
said.
So it's like subdermal. You get subdermal gem implants in the area of activity. And I've never seen that. Not in real life, and not even in photographs. I don't think.
I met a chick who shoots fucking pearls out of her hood. It is pretty interesting.
Or in Thailand.
Shooting pearls.
Huh.
Oh God! Oh God! What's happening? No! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Are you talking about the chat room? That's just Spike. Oh, hang on. Let me put him on timeout. Hang on a second.
He's crazy.
Okay.
Spike,
2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Spike, 2 minutes.
Aww. Wah-wah, Spike. I'm sorry, honey.
Anywho, what's been going on, Neil? I haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind these days?
I got that whole living and hiding thing, but I'm really feeling like it's kind of spiraling in. I saw the stuff with Paranoia here a while ago and had a pretty good laugh at that. And I laughed even harder when Tom Ryan deleted his Twitter account, and I'm told he's been vanishing in other realms as well. And tonight I've been watching Mike Stack and Kelly Hallisey go at it. And
I caught wind of that. I'm thinking of just creating lists and just unfollowing everyone because I kind of don't like a lot of. I think people kind of lose track of the fact that Twitter is microblogging people. It's not a DM. It's an open DM service. Okay.
You know,
anybody can
do it. You notice that, and there's actually a dick at the root of that exchange, too. Almost 2 years ago now, Mike was one of the people involved in pursuing Congressman Anthony Weiner, and his infamous dick picture came out, and Mike was directly involved in the discovery of this. And the whole thing has been, you know, everything's been deleted, and it's been discussed over and over about 10 times, so you can't figure out what's really happening. But the key fact is that he had somebody named Dan Wolf who was involved in helping him do this. And it was a sock puppet. The guy did the job. He left Stack holding the bag, and he split. And now they've just done this stuff with Paranoia, and then Tom Ryan splits, and there goes Mike holding the bag once again.
Okay.
Once again, folks, we are live here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be joined by Anand Sicko, my special guest tonight. We're going to bring him on in just a second here. I just want to do a little reset. We have Hammurabi's Code, Soul Butter. Where'd you get that name from, Soul Butter? What's that all about?
This is a long story, but
Please give us the abridged. Cliff Notes
of the Butthole Surfers and rearranged it, and it came out to Fresh Soul Butter. And
cool.
I've been using
the Butthole Surfers. I love the Butthole Surfers.
Absolutely, Anal Butter Lube.
I've seen them a couple of times. What's your favorite Butthole Surfer song?
Oh God, I couldn't even tell you. All I can see in your chat room now is the Anal Butter Lube.
Don't get distracted by the chat room. I don't even look at the chat room. I don't look at Twitter. I don't look at anything. I just look at the switchboard. And, big ups to Nikki Smokes a Lot, who says, I like being rooted. Let's see. Who else we got? Nodis. Thank you for tweeting the show. One Nodis. I Has Candy is tweeting. Unlocked phones. One helps slow the use of piracy of mobile apps and prevent tethering. Theft equals escalation. That was his take on the on that subject we were talking about earlier. What's up?
I have a question. So
yeah,
if they meaning the powers that be, the phone carriers, the fucking
the Illuminati.
Right, exactly. The 12 guys. So if they know who's rooting your, if you root your phone or your mobile device or whatever you have, right? I mean, how do they know you're rooting it? If they know that you're rooting it, they know everything already. So my whole thing is if they know that you're going to root it, they already have that technology. They listen to everything. They know everything already. So
you're kind of
nuts,
huh?
Do you listen to a lot of Alex Jones?
Yeah, that's a good question, Pat.
Okay, just checking. All right, folks, we're going to bring on the man of the evening, Anand Sicko, now to join the conversation. What's up, Sicko?
I've been yelling at you for like 30 minutes, but you pick up my call, and I haven't even pressed one yet.
Yay,
my bad,
Sicko.
Guys.
Dude, you just pressed. You just raised your hand like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, it was totally my fault. I was just, I'm tired. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing fantastical. Just hanging out. I haven't done a show in a week, so it's kind of fun to be on the air. And I've got surprise guests here tonight. Soul Butter and Hammurabi's Code, Neil Rauhauser has reappeared tonight. And God knows what else is in store for us tonight, Sicko. But you... what did you want to chime in on?
Well, first, real quick, before I touch on that, you were talking about the situation in Egypt, and I just kind of wanted to fact-check you a little bit. The riot didn't just happen that you're talking about. The riot that actually happened occurred a year ago in Port Said. What it actually looked like, I don't know how much y'all know about the Egyptian Revolution and stuff, but there's a movement within football called the Ultras Movement, and a bunch of these clubs. It's not like hooliganism where these groups show up just to fight the other group, but it's basically just like a huge fan club. Well, in Egypt, the Ultras there, they're very political, and they were very instrumental in the revolution that happened there. Well, because all the revolution and stuff goes down, and then there's this football match in Port Said. And after the match, there's a riot, and it very much looked like it was orchestrated by the police that left a massive amount of people dead. There were times when like the lights were shut off during the riot, and I mean it was just nuts how the police were acting and murdering people. Well, when this verdict came down the other day, basically what happened was the courts decided that they weren't going to sentence the security officers yet. They were going to put that off, but they sentenced some of the ultras and some of the other people involved in the riot to death. Sentenced, what was it, 21 or 23 people to death. That's not a court ruling. That's a mass execution. I don't see how any court can justify sentencing 23 people to death like that. In a situation like that, it's kind of hard to, at least in my expert legal opinion, it's kind of hard to pin blame on people like that and to say, well, these people are guilty and should be sentenced to death, but these people shouldn't. And that's what these current riots are about. But that's not all they're about. Mind you, today's January 27th. The Egyptian Revolution started on January 25th, 2 years ago. So all of this stuff is coinciding with the anniversaries of their revolution and all of that. And shit's not going to calm down in Egypt for a long time now. If it calms down, you know, this year, we might be watching the toppling of Morsi. We might be watching the Egyptian Revolution coming to fruition again and actually being able to take control again. That being said, my heart goes out to all of the families of the people. More people have died since the riot started than actually died, than were sentenced to death. More people died in the first day after the ruling came down than were sentenced to death. And it's just a very sad situation.
But that's what I'm saying, dude, is you have grand total between the original riot at the game, right? Then the people that – so those people – there are people that died at the original riot. Then you have the people who were convicted. Now there's just 20 of those people that are going to die. And now you have a riot over this conviction, which is like even more people have died in those riots. Now there's going to be convictions for those riots, and those people are going to be sentenced to death. And then there's going to be riots because of that, and it's just going to be a vicious loop. When does it end?
Revolution.
And that's another thing. The deaths that have occurred in Egypt aren't just because of the riots based on the ultras of ruling. There were other conflicts with police officers and altercations where police officers were firing live ammo. I mean, it's to the point now where they call it the police club, but I'm assuming it's a police station. And I'm thinking it's just a language thing there. They might call it the club there or whatever. Maybe it's a spot where all the cops hang out. But there were times when cops were firing live ammunition off the roof, and protesters and rioters were firing live ammunition back at them. And I mean, this definitely isn't – it's not a calm situation over there by any means. And that being said, of the 23 people were sentenced to death, but there were actually 75 people who were on trial. So I don't see how only 23 get sentenced and the rest get put we're going to sentence you later in a couple weeks. And on top of all that, now there is martial law declared in three areas. There's a curfew declared in three areas. You might be seeing it's about to happen in Cairo, too. My heart goes out to every Egyptian right now, man. I just feel so bad that in the land where our species was born, basically, you know, in the Mesopotamia area, that these people aren't even allowed to exist and to basically determine their own way of living their life, you know. So it's pretty sad. But anyway, didn't mean to go off on a whole tangent about the Egyptian Revolution. I just kind of wanted to help you. I just kind of wanted to help clear some things up there. What I wanted to talk about today was Barrett Brown. As most people know, Barrett Brown he got a couple more charges levied against him. I think it was two or three. It was for hiding evidence that some laptop he had at his mom's house, and they found him, and they gave him two more charges. And it's like, you already have this guy on, what, 10 charges or some shit like that, and he's already facing, you know, a billion fucking years in jail. And to tack on two things like trying to hide evidence, but it's obvious what they're doing is very much like what they were doing to Aaron Swartz. And that's a perfect segue into what I wanted to talk about. A lot of people are bitching that Barrett Brown's case is being compared to Aaron Swartz. Nobody's saying that the crimes are the same or that the cases are the same, even though the crimes are kind of similar. They're not exactly the same, you know what I mean? But they both involve computers, and we all know how well our government understands what happens on the internet. Where the similarities exist are in the way these prosecutors and the FBI are going at these people so doggedly that they're trying to put these people in jail for decades. And now, mind you, nobody thinks Barrett Brown is going to face 100 years in jail. That being said, if you add up the charges against him, the charges themselves actually say he's facing 100 years in jail. Right. Now nobody thinks he's gonna get that sentence. Something more likely to happen is he's gonna serve his time concurrently, meaning that if he gets on four charges, he gets 10 years for each charge. He'll serve 10 years because he'll get to basically end up serving the max sentence of one charge. He'll get to serve all of his charges at once. The beef I have is people. Bitching about people saying that he's going to face 100 years. It's not over-sensationalizing to actually speak facts. It's the same thing with the Aaron Swartz case. Aaron Swartz was facing 35 years in prison. Whether he was actually going to get that or not, he was actually facing that. Same thing with the PayPal 14. While they may not actually serve 15 years in prison, these are the penalties they are actually facing. And if they get a judge on a bad day who doesn't like what they're talking about, who decides they want to give them the max penalty, these are the penalties they could get. We're not making this up. We're not just pulling these numbers out of our ass. You know what I mean? We're not fabricating anything. The facts are there. Some of these people are facing anywhere from 15 to 100 years in prison. And that's where the similarities between what's going on now and Aaron Swartz are drawn. Not saying that Aaron Swartz is Barrett Brown and Barrett Brown is Aaron Swartz. What we're saying is that these prosecutors, the FBI and the government, are going after these activists so hard that the max penalties these people are facing are so outrageous. You know what I mean? How can anybody argue that?
Yeah, you know what? They throw so many years at these people that they get to the point where they're just like, oh, we don't even want to go to trial. I think at this point, I think Barrett Brown is in Sabu territory. He's probably just gonna switch over and work for them. If he hasn't already, I've had my suspicions that ever since Sabu was compromised, Barrett Brown was compromised as well. But that's just me speculating. Go ahead, Neil.
He wasn't compromised. I've had someone look at Sabu's case, a lawyer. Someone look at Sabu's case, and it's Una and Anon Wormer, because there was such a cat fight between the two women involved, and Barrett's case. And based on Wormer's sentencing for what he did and the amount of time he got, he refused to cooperate, and they dropped the hammer on him. He got like 30 months, and if he'd have cooperated, it would have been like a year. Kahuna is fighting the charge, and he has a god-awful problem with discovery because they've got like, it's a couple DVDs full of content that they have to go through, and I don't know the particulars of it. I haven't kept up on the case. And with Brown, he pleaded not guilty. He pleaded not guilty again, and he's pleaded not guilty for, with this most recent stuff. And
if Barrett had rolled over, they wouldn't still be pinning charges on him. You know what I mean?
He would already have a plea agreement in place. The charges would stop because it would have been a blanket plea for anything involving, groups X, Y, and Z, whatever they're looking at. So there's nothing to indicate that he is informing on anyone.
Okay. I kind of feel like his situation is very similar to Sabu, except Sabu's was done in private. Barrett was done in open. So, like, you could be very well correct. I just like to speculate.
I think the biggest difference there is Sabu had the ability to entrap people that they would have wanted to go after, you know, Jeremy Hammond and all of that. Barrett Brown really doesn't. A lot of people, you know, because of his fame and stuff like that, people didn't really trust him, and people were standoffish with Barrett. And while he does have some trust with a lot of people, I don't think that it would have been the same opportunity to entrap people as it was with Sabu, if that makes any sense to y'all.
Barrett didn't drive things for the most part, in my experience with him, and he was absolutely terrible on the security front. You know, I knew him for a couple years before the whole Arab Spring thing took off, and it was probably in the spring of 2011, and I was closing every conversation with him with, you know, Barrett, don't do crimes. And finally, I just cut him off, and, you know, I didn't call him, and, you know, there were no log chats, but every once in a while, something would come up that I'd want to know about. And I'd go hunt him down on IRC, and I use just a different random name every time. And, you know, I'd pop in, I'd talk to him for 2 minutes, and he would fill me in on what's going on. And he never had any idea that he was talking to me. And if you wanted information about what was happening, you just ask the guy, and he'd tell you. And, yeah, so I think he was very much a drop-off. You know, people gave him information on things that were going on. But in terms of being able to lead someone else into something in a discreet fashion, I mean, he would just broadcast. Whatever was going on, he would broadcast.
I think it's that they wouldn't have been able to use him as a CI. You know what I mean? It just wouldn't have worked. Nobody I know would have trusted him enough to be able to get banned if he was a CI.
Yeah, but there's just certain things. There's certain things like the op cartel thing. Barrett Brown and Sabu were the only people who were excited about that. Everybody else was like, this is dubious. What's going on? No, this does not sound like a good idea. This sounds like some BS. And everybody smelt, you know, something that was foul. And both those guys were very much vocally in favor of it and out there on Twitter talking about it. And I just think there's just too many similarities between the two. I think I'm still going to be a skeptic. I love being a skeptic and a devil's advocate, but I think there was some sort of, like, come on, there's this shadowy hacker group, and they have a person with, you know, who is a self-proclaimed spokesman for it. You don't think the feds are going to get on the ground floor of that? Hell yeah. I just can't believe this shit's real. Like, just like Lulzsec, when Lulzsec popped up, I was like, this can't be real. There can't really be hackers stupid enough to go on Twitter and tweet about them taking down all these government sites and compromising PBS and all this shit. I was like, this isn't real. There's just no way this is right. And it turned out it wasn't. It was all, they were all being led on by the feds.
Exception, though. Lulzsec definitely was real. Even though Sabu turned in the middle of it, Lulzsec definitely was real. Topiary, Kayla, T-Flo, Jeremy Hamm, I mentioned him twice, but all of those people really did the things that they did. You know what I mean? That stuff really happened. None of that stuff was fabricated. The only thing that was fabricated there was Sabu turning over information on them. I mean, even the hack Sabu did before he rolled over was real, hacking Egypt and hacking Tunisia and stuff like that. Like, all of that stuff really happened.
To me, it's, in retrospect, it's one big honeypot. Because let's look at who was involved in Lulzsec. There was one American who we've now known that was pretty much, for the good part of it, a Fed. Okay. And the rest were all Brits, where the punishment for these kind of crimes are a lot less severe. Okay, and in the process of that, how many convictions were made in the United States? Mainly, you know, 20-something, 30-something, white, impressionable youth in the United States are the ones that are paying the price.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, if you,
and if that's not
if
blatantly obvious to people, then you're ignoring the elephant in the room.
The thing that I see there, when you look at that, I mean, with Op Cartel, there were a number of people that Tom Ryan singled out for attention in that. And, you know, Barrett was actively talking about it. And Ryan tried to drag me, Mercedes Hafer, and whoever Jacqueline on is into the mix. And I, you know, I saw that when it came up, and I just publicly said, you know, this is not a good thing. If someone's going to do this, they need to just shut the fuck up and go do it. They don't need to be broadcasting it. And, you know, it's there have been a stream of these sort of provocative things like that that have gone around that didn't get traction. And I think you're right on the punishments here are just completely out of line for what's being done. I mean, they were, someone was going through the other day, and it was like, you know, Hammond got locked up for 10 times or 4 times as long as a rape. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, and just to clear something up, Vince. When it comes to LulzSec arrests that happened here, remember, most of the non-arrests aren't LulzSec arrests. Most of the non-arrests are actually the PayPal DDoS arrests. The PayPal 14, and then you have the four non-arrests who were just sentenced in England. They were sentenced a couple days ago, Nerdo and all of them, and you have the Lolf Cart in Romania, who was actually let off. The Romanian courts got that so right. That's probably the one incident where the courts ruled the way they should have. I'm not exactly 100% sure because I'm a little tired, but I want to say that they didn't even give this kid probation. Like I think he just beat the case. And I know how shifty and stuff it sounds, but I mean it just like the statement put out by the court and stuff like that. It was just they dropped the liability on his case from here in the United States, and that basically just eliminated all the ground that the case had to stand on. But like I was saying, most of the arrests are actually because of DDoS attacks, not actually because of LulzSec. I mean, you have the kid in Arizona who turned himself in.
That was Reynaldo Rivera.
Yeah.
You
have Sabu.
So, wait. That guy, Reynaldo Rivera in Arizona? Wasn't that the kid in Arizona that Jay represented?
No, he went by Neuron, Wild ICV, and Royal. That's another case that I looked at the paperwork.
So yeah, so the there's at least two arrests that I can think of that were in the United States for LulzSec, and that was Hammond and that kid.
And who did InfraGuard?
The police hits were all either Kahuna or Wormer, if I'm recalling correctly.
Oh no, no, Wormer got arrested for the Texas DPS hack. Kahuna was arrested for the Colorado police department hack. So,
somebody got had for, there was like a, somewhere the mid-Atlantic region, maybe inland, like somewhere in Kentucky or Tennessee. Or North Carolina, there was like a police chiefs association or something that got had.
That's Kahuna.
Okay.
There's so many fucking arrests, I'm getting them all mixed up now.
When the Welma logs came out, I ended up with all those in Splunk, and we were looking for logs that had been modified related to those guys. And there wasn't a lot of traffic in there from them. I mean, it's, you know, in the 20 and 30 lines for Rivera, and the other two I got to too late to really have paid a lot of attention. But I ended up with all their Pacer docs. And I mean there was a trend there, in that the only people that were getting caught, I mean, until Brown was arrested, nobody over 30 had been picked up. And you know, the only ones from my generation, the only ones that remember the first anarchist hacker outburst in the 90s, whose names have come up at all are me and Chris Dayan, Commander X. I mean, everybody else is 30 and under. And
the guy's name's Scott, and I'm going to butcher his last name. Arcisewski. Arcisewski. Those are the three low-psych arrests. Two of those, or actually, I think one of them, or two of them was Sabu snitched on, Royal and Hammond, and Royal pleaded guilty. Hammond, obviously, you know, we all know what's going on with Hammond. And then you have this guy who I think was just actually caught.
Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break here for a second, but there looks like there's some drama that's been in real life drama that's been going on. Apparently, Schmoop or a member of Wrestle League, apparently Danny was kicked out of Wrestle League and was subsequently swatted or attempted to be swatted, and apparently it was a failed swatting. That's interesting. Danny, you're in the chat room. If you want to call in and tell us what the hell happened. And I hope you guys aren't trolling us, because that'd be fucked up. But I saw this. This just came to my attention. So I'm going to look into this. I got a bunch of people on hold that want to join the conversation. I need to do my engineering duties and screen those calls. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to play a request for Brooks Bane, of all people. Brooks requested some Lamb of God. So if you're getting a little bit, I don't know, if you're nodding off, people tend to get bored when they listen to my show and they fall asleep in the chat room. They fall asleep literally as well. So I'm pretty sure this request via Brooks will wake you up, no doubt. And we'll be back hopefully with Danny and some other people. There's a lot of people on hold. Please be patient. I'll be right with you. And the show will be right back after these messages from Lamb of God.
Wow. committed.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, me.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Entro 86, insieme a Aaron Balcotti.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Oh, motherfucking yeah. Vince back with you for another 50 minutes. Very pleased to have a non-sicko with me tonight. We're talking about Barrett Brown and all that sort of jazz. We got Neil Rauhauser on the panel. We also have Hammurabi's Code in the building. And now I'm going to welcome two more contestants to the panel. We're going to bring on,
Danny.
No, hopefully Danny's going to call in a second.
Call in, Danny.
But let's check in on with Spyco. What's up, Spyco?
Oh, shit. Hey, man. What's up?
What's up, dude?
So what's Spyco's going on? Spyco's pace been.
What happened with Danny?
What's not my pace been? Somebody else's pace been. Well, I mean, they were just all fucking pissed off at each other. Hey, Danny, he just called in, and he only has 13 minutes left. He's staying in the chat right now.
Okay. Danny, I think this is him. Danny, what's up? You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Danny, so tell us what happened.
Well, basically, I don't know, Smoob thought that he could swat me or whatever, and like an idiot told him that I was cutting myself with a razor blade on a tiny chat. So EMTs and cops get here, whatever, and I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, well, we're doing a wellness check because, you know, somebody said that there's somebody here hurt themselves. I was like, well, do you see anybody hurt? So anyway, long story short, they went and they were like, so what? Why would somebody do all that? I was honest with them. I told them what happened. And then I basically gave him all of Schmoop's information since, you know, I have his docs. He's got my docs. So, I mean, what else is I going to do? I mean, I'm sitting there looking like an idiot with cops and EMTs at my house. You know, so, I mean, didn't really have much of a choice but to tell him what happened.
Why are you guys beefing, dog? I thought it was Russ
really
League for Life up in that shit.
I don't really know, to be honest. I really can't believe that, you know, they would even, you know, do all that. But it's, I mean, it's whatever, dude. I mean, you know, whatever.
Dude, I hate that when my bros like try to swat me. God, it sucks.
Yeah, keep on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad no one was hurt, and big ups to the response team for being on. How long did it take them to get to your house?
Well, I don't know. We were in Tiny Chat, and he started saying that he was going to do it, and they were here probably about 10 minutes after he started saying
it. Yeah. Because it's good response time. Good, they're on their toes. Good, you should have commended them. Thank you. If I were actually killing myself, I think you would have got here in time. Thank you, I appreciate it. I hope you were Did you offer them some coffee? How did that go down?
I was trying to get them out of here as quick as possible because.
Were there any chicks? Were there any hot chicks involved?
No. My mom woke up and she was very upset.
Is your mom hot?
I don't know. She's my mom.
What if she wasn't your mom? Would you think she was like, all right? Okay. All right. Let's. We got Sicko on now. Before I go,
because my phone's about to die. I just want to say that this is all a troll and it's a joke. It's not real. All right. Talk to you later, though.
Right on, bro. That's what I thought. Okay. So that was Danny and Wrestle League trolling hard live on air. Big ups to Wrestle League. Okay. We're gonna bring on more call. We're gonna bring on more callers now. X Knight, you're now on the board with Hammurabi, Neil, Sicko, and Spyko.
Oh man, I was about to tell you on the screening there, I could smell that troll from a mile away, man.
Anybody who bought into that troll, it's like you kind of deserve to be trolled at that point.
Well, that wasn't even sound real
from Russell League.
I mean, it didn't even sound.
Hey, they're trying. They're trying. They are making an attempt. They're.
You gotta wrestle Jimmy's, bro. You gotta keep Jimmy's on their toes, and you gotta wrestle them. If you're not wrestling, what are you doing? Really?
Swept up in that. Some people got swept up in that. I mean, I broadcasted it for God's sake. So they got.
Oh no, dude. Right. He's a founding member. It's like he's grandfathered in. I'm happy to play along with shit just because, I mean, come on, man. Why not? It's the fucking internet. And for some reason, people tend to take shit on it extremely fucking seriously.
Which is extremely funny. Isn't
it? Yeah. It's my host name, too. The internet is serious business. Anyway, so I guess you guys were talking a bit about Sabu and Barrett Brown.
Yes. Sicko was on. We were talking about the new charges and everything and the outrageously slanted potential sentencing that's out there and how that needs to – they really need to take a look at these charges. And
you know, it's unfortunate. I still have the PDF on my desktop. I haven't opened it yet. But I know they slapped some new charges on them. I definitely agree with the statement. I think it was – I want to say it was Neil that said if he was cooperating, they wouldn't keep slapping on these new charges. So that's just proof that he's probably not cooperating with them, probably not informing. Is that Neil that said that?
Well,
I gotta agree with
that. Yeah, that was me.
That makes sense.
That was me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I definitely have to agree. That sounds about right. And didn't you say something about you seeing his pacer? Or was it
Yeah, I've got Pacer for a number of the cases. I was looking at actually right here under my fingertips. I can tell you who I got. I'm looking at the stuff for. I've got Browns. I've got the civil suit, Nadia Naif versus John Patrick Fry. I've got one labeled here, Borel, and that's Kahuna. There's stuff for a non-wormer, and then whoever Spittler is, I don't know how the hell this got in my file folder. And then Wormer.
That Pacer is definitely a great tool. I heard there's a lot of different things you can look for to find out if somebody's informing or not, too. So.
Yeah, I would not imagine that is all that easy. They tend to... really, they tighten that stuff down.
Well, with these anonymous folks, I mean, you expect to see a pretty long list of charges on each of their records after they're done with them, you know? Especially the ones like Barrett and Sabu and the other members of LulzSec. I mean, there's by the time that everything is just done and over with, there's going to be, like, this huge list of charges if they're not cooperating, that is.
So well, and it's, it, the thing that's going on there is it's not so much what they've done. I think that's about a quarter of the impetus. I think it's the political angle to it, that you have this incredibly asymmetric situation where one really clever guy, you know, or a small group of people can slip through some gap and cause enormous amounts of trouble.
Well,
and it's,
you know,
just
the other thing,
and they have no counter for it.
Yeah. The other thing I wouldn't doubt, though, is, I mean, it's pretty likely that our government, I believe it was Iranian government, possibly. I don't remember where I heard this, but one government had actually slipped some of their own people on the inside, passed around some information that was supposed to be quote-unquote leaked, just to convince people to get on board with their operation for their own agenda. I mean, that can't be too hard to infiltrate anonymous just by passing around a few documents our government doesn't even really care about, you know? So.
Excellent
point. I think there's a lot of hazards out there that didn't exist during Chainology, during the time period between that and the outbreak of Arab Spring. But now, I mean, the big concerns are that you're going to have some sort of foreign-funded agent provocateur active. You know, absolutely the dropping of docs in such a fashion as to trace what's going on. We're going to see that kind of stuff. And,
I don't believe there was such a political uproar with Operation or with Project Chainology. You know, whereas now they're going after government agencies, they're going after, you know, agencies which, you know, are contractors of the government, et cetera, financial systems. So there's a lot of political motivation as opposed to Project Chainology, where it was more of a, you know, we didn't like the Church of Scientology. We don't like what they do to
their It was clearly fault. Activist. Clearly activist, and it wasn't, there was no national security implication to it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Okay, let's bring another caller onto the panel. We have waiting patiently now with us our resident juggalo, Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
Oh, no. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. Just kicking it with XU Out, Non Sicko, Hammurabi's Code, Neil Rauhauser, Spyco, and now you. We just got Rickrolled or trolled or whatever you want to call it by Danny and Schmoop. They pretended that they fail SWAT at each other.
Yeah, there was some super troll swatting going on there, man. Serious shit.
So what's up with you, man? What's on your mind?
I'm just high. Thought I'd call him so. I thought I heard X-Knight's voice on this thing earlier.
Yeah, the X-Knight's still here. I did a reset. I think I just did a reset, but if you didn't hear it, you are live, Shadow DXS, you are live with Anon Sicko, X-Knight, Spyco, Neil Rauhauser, and Hammurabi's Code.
Right. See, at first you said X-U Out, so that's why I wanted to make sure.
I meant, oh, did I? My bad. X-Knight.
Yeah.
You know,
X-Knight.
So many X's out there.
Well, I wanted to say that X-Knight's a bitch, and my cards are better.
Oh, you're just mad because you got trolled a little about me getting married.
Oh, well, hold up. First off, you can ask fucking Doxman about this one. We were daring fucking teeing it was bullshit the entire time.
Pass me off.
I mean, tweet once.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, I've seen the DMs between you and my girlfriend.
And they
now.
Were fucking serious. And you know it.
Oh, they were. I was laughing the whole time. I didn't really have a choice in the matter as to whether or not to go with that, though. I just kind of woke up late, and she's like, yeah, you got raided. I'm like, what?
Yeah, your girlfriend doesn't know how to troll at all. I mean, I don't think anybody fucking bought it. I mean, first off, you don't do shit. You're not talented enough to do shit. I'm pretty sure as far as any federal organization out there is concerned, you don't exist. I mean, you were just like some random fucking prepubescent, temply fucking child. Just didn't know shit what you got.
First off, and that's it. Go ahead. Continue. Sorry, somebody just wanted me to tell you guys that. They like the way you said first off.
Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody thinks that. That's exactly what I want in your mind there, is to think that I don't do anything.
I just want to get out. Put that. I was just wanting to say that for the fuck of it. Anyway,
this is the worst Aspie off ever.
Yeah, I know, bro. I can't control the content. It's open lines. It's just the people. This is anarchy here, dude. This is, you know, controlled chaos. What do you want? My show is basically a conference call for retards on the internet. All right, what do you want?
I would like to hear from Spyco.
Spyco is busy. Socks.
There we go.
What's going on, guys? Hey.
Hey.
So
you need a personal Addies, huh?
I was fucking, you know, fucking whatever. Yeah.
Hey, Spyco. Hi, Spyco. How many chats are you in right now?
How many fucking what?
How many tiny chats are you in at the same time as you're on my show?
Fucking none right now. Zero, man.
What's wrong with you?
You got sleep. He finally got sleep.
No, man, fucking, all right, for real though, like, if you saw that chat log go down, it took forever, for fucking ever, like, before Ghost and everybody logged out. It was just like, Danny didn't respond for a while, and I was like, fuck, did this really happen? And I messaged her, and she assured me it did. And fucking cunt, Ghost, you're a cunt. All right,
wait,
so, well.
Spike, are you bought this? You bought the
Danny. Hey, man, fucking, she assured me, reassured me, whatever. I figured, hey, I can trust Ghost all over. Fucking no. No, man, never trust Ghost, ever. All right,
really
fucking. What?
I can't say that, you're retarded ass, man.
Dude, no, I've seen him straight up shove 30 mil Addies in his nose. Like three of them. Didn't crush them up. Just shoved them up his nose.
No, dude, it's just been a crazy fucking, like, everybody's been fucking pissed at each other all day. Everything's been escalating. And then fucking, you know, like, naturally my mind's thinking, fuck, all right. Like, everybody's in a fucking primal instinct mode right now, apparently. God damn. Just fucking crazy. Why did Quixotic shut up? Right, quit it. Sorry, I'm talking to your chat. Well, I should probably type, right? Fuck off. I'm going to mute myself. Vince in the Bay. What's up? Goodbye.
It was really good hearing from you, Spyco.
Hey, Hammurabi's Code. Everybody's best friend in the whole wide world. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Higher than a motherfucker.
I believe that. Kinda. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's it, motherfucker. You watch me smoke on Tiny Chat. Say I don't smoke weed.
I can call it, yeah, I guess it's weed. I mean,
muted. Unmuted.
Okay,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just trying out this new feature, guys. It's the cross panel universal mute. I can now mute the entire board at one time. It's a great new feature.
That's great.
New feature.
I thought you try that.
you need another way you commute.
You got any other new features you'd like to test out?
No, I zero dated it, bro. I just found a zero day. You don't understand. Shmoop, when Shmoop got into my...
Yeah, we all know you unmuted Shmoop. It doesn't matter. The funny thing is you actually have listeners tonight. You have 42 people. Last time I was in here, there was eight. Eight people.
So what's your point?
Maybe play with your shit later? I don't know.
I'll tell you what the point is. You have been a very loyal listener. You listen to me when it's a slow, off-night, boring-ass show. And you listen to me when I have superpowers of the interwebs on my panel, such as the folks I have on tonight. You know, you're there at both ends of the spectrum, bro. So I
appreciate it. Hold it down. I keep it real. I ran out of cliches.
Okay, now that that's settled. Shit. Hey, where's Ronald Langford, man? I miss Ronald Langford.
I sat on the motherfucker for calling me at work last night.
Seriously, where is Ronald Langford?
I'm going to have to do a soundbite for his shit. But I really prefer the real thing, though. It's kind of like porn. You know, you like watching porn, but you'd rather have the real thing. So if Ronald, anybody can talk to Ronald out there, tell him to call.
Hold up. There's sometimes when a bitch can get annoying, man, and you just rather jerk off. So, I mean, like, that's a two-way street there.
Okie dokie. Let's take another call, shall we?
Earplugs.
All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. You just called in. Walk number. You're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Zor.
What?
Zor?
Indeed.
Zor, what brings you to the show tonight, Zor?
Oh, I just love your velvety voice, and I thought I'd hang out.
Fantastic, Zor. Are you even mildly interested in what we're discussing?
Well, I am, but your voice is so orgasmic, I just have to listen.
All right. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in. I got a shit ton of people on the panel tonight. There's only 30 minutes left. Hammurabi's Code is here. Neil Rauhauser. Spyco, X-Knight, Anon Sicko, Shadow DXS, who sounds extremely lit up like tonight. And we also have Laszlo P. Quagmire. Welcome, Laszlo.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show, Vince. How's it going?
I'm having a great time. I took a week off from Blog Talk Radio, and I'm back. I'm ready to rock. Well, we got a great panel tonight.
Laszlo, are you that monkey from Cartoon Network?
Negative.
When is our favorite Mexican coming back?
What's that?
When's my favorite Mexican coming back?
Oh, that's funny. Somebody just, Savvy McCuggs just retweeted Goofy Bone. Goofy is not going to be on Midnight Movie and Jewish Producers. Goofy's been like a special guest every night on the Mr. Midnight Movie Show.
More like a special education guest.
Apparently he's coming back. He's got a new season lined up. He has to do a lot of pre-production and everything, so he takes a couple of months off. I think he'll be back next month. I don't know for sure. I think he has me blocked on
Twitter. I thought he said March, and I was like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and you know, the Russell League is waiting patiently because they want to start trolling his show, and they decided that right when he went on hiatus.
So it makes no sense. I've been trolling his show for a while now.
Yeah.
They can just keep trolling your show. It's cool. I'll take care of the Mexican. It's all good. I got this, guys. Don't worry about that.
He came to my show, and he says, I'm Goofy Bone. I'm the Blog Talk Radio president. I said, I don't know who the fuck you are. Welcome to my show. He got kind of butthurt about that.
Oh.
Did you get DDoSed? Because Vince gets DDoSed. Vince is really important, so he gets DDoSed by bronies.
Yes, Greg.
No, I don't have any of those people on my show for some reason. They
You're lucky. You are lucky.
I don't know. I had Rocknet come in there one night, and they couldn't troll me. They just couldn't do it. Too much love in the room.
Too much love.
Too much love in the room. Yeah, I'm serious. Listen to the episode, Laszlo on the Radio. It works.
Good time. That's Laszlo on the Radio. He's a Blog Talk Radio host here on his own right. And
what's his format? What's his
shit? I don't know, Laszlo. What's your format, Laszlo?
My format is whatever you want to talk about. When you call in, that's what we talk about. Otherwise, I just bullshit and play music I like to listen to.
There you go, Russell Lee, Laszlo on the Radio. All yours. Mexican is mine.
It's sleaze. You don't get to call dibs on anybody. You're him, Robbie.
Dibs on the Mexican. Why am I even listening to what a juggalo has to say?
Oh, hey, Melissa 13 is listening. Hey, Sicko, you didn't tell me that Melissa 13 woke up.
Yeah, she woke up right as the show started. I'm sorry.
Oh. Hey, that's cool. Good to see her in there. Although she's sleeping in the chat room. So, is she sleeping IRL?
Well, here, tell her hi.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Melissa 13?
Don't use your sexy voice with her.
Someone.
Where'd she go? Where'd she go, dude? I want to say hi.
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Are we on speaker or something, or what's up?
Wait, what?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma, guess who you're on the line with?
I know who I'm on the line with.
Yeah, your favorite person, Hammurabi's Code.
I like Hammy.
Going, Ma.
Going good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Right,
that's
guys.
All I have.
And before, when are you going to let me hit that?
I don't say hit. It's get at.
Muted. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay. And I have the lovely Melissa 13 with us now. Thank God we have some estrogen on the show. If you want to get in on this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's less than 30 minutes left, and then I'm going to bed. This is Elliot Smith. Let's take a time out here and just Hammer. Actually, that's Hammer Robbie's job. We haven't done a chat room roll call thing.
No. No, don't do it.
Yeah, Hammurabi, are you ready to do a chat room roll call?
Unmuted.
Sure.
I'm not mentioning Shadow DXS because he's being a jerk. He's not here. So, who is in attendance? We've got Vince in the Bay. We've got Anon Sicko. We've got City of Flint. Caddy Idiot. Chef Bonardi, Danny, Elliot Smith, Gonzo, GU357, a bunch of people nobody cares about because they won't register an account. We got Flint, we got Kevin W. Barnes, whom, if I remember, everybody hates. Then again, it's the internet, maybe everybody fucking loves Kevin. Fuck it. Laszlo, Mock Mechanism, Mr. Neil Rauhauser, Robotic Quixotic, not
hey,
Shadow DXS.
Ooh, Robotic in the chat room. Wow, me Rau.
Titties, right? All right.
Oh, and
Soul Butter.
And Soul Butter's got some nice legs.
I'm just trying to get through the roll call, bro.
No, hang on a second. I just want to spotlight Robotic for her exquisite chestal region, and Soul Butter for her cute legs. All right, continue.
Well, first of all, I'd like to update. Everybody on the internet still hates Kevin. We also have Soul Butter, who I understand has boobs. Spyco, Von Rage, boobs. Volknut, Vert, Worth the World, boobs. Zoro, and X-U-Out.
X-U-Out.
Good group you got here, Vince. Pretty solid.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I am noticing it's sans Mexican, though, and I've got a hankering for some food cooked in tinfoil. So if we could get Goofy Bone back on the air, that'd be pretty awesome. In fact, why don't you give him a call? See if he'll pick up.
I don't have his number. Somebody's got to tweet me his number. Or
hey, yeah.
My bad. Elliot Smith has boobs.
Oh, yeah. Elliot Smith's a hottie. I've seen Elliot Smith. I can vouch for that.
No. Tammy, somebody wants me to pass a message along to you. They said they're going to behead your mother with a katana and use it as a table ornament.
Good luck with that.
I don't shoot the messenger. I was just asked to politely pass that along to you.
Neat.
Yes, I'm looking at the chat room right now. Soul Butter is saying, is Elliot a girl? And the answer is yes. Elliot is very much a girl. She's hot. She's like half Asian, half gringo, and she is cute. She's a cutie. She's like mid-20s. Very, very, very attractive girl.
And Sicko, can you pass a message along from me back to Shmoop? Ha, ha. Thank you.
All righty, then. You know, Shmoop is on, he's on Twitter. You can just tweet it yourself.
Well, shit, we're just passing shit back and forth here. I mean,
this is a blog talk radio show. It's not a
blog. It starts with the word blog.
Yeah, we're supposed to be blogging here, but a radio version of it, not doing, like, personal messaging over the radio show.
I don't know if you noticed this. You have a fucking chat room. It's pretty active. A lot of people type, and I don't even know what to say here.
A lot of people type. Nobody's saying anything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A lot of people are typing, but nobody's saying anything.
Unmuted.
Hey, Eminem.
347-826-7667 is the number. We only have 40 minutes left. Or 20 minutes left. My game. Oh, thank God. 20 minutes left, and this pain will be over, folks. I appreciate everybody calling in. We have a lot of people on the switchboard. Somebody's hand just went up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Oh, this is I Has Candy. I can tell from the buzz. I Has Candy.
Oh, man.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this, I Has Candy?
I think it's a vibrator. I think he called to masturbate.
I Candy does this. Calls in, doesn't have a microphone or headset thing set up, which there's supposed to be some sort of lead Haxior. You should have that at bare bones. Come on, taken care of. And so he calls in and raises his hand, and all I hear is this.
Yeah, the least he could do is get a track phone with 13 minutes on it. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. What are we dealing with? Is this amateur hour, Vince?
Yeah, I apologize. This is the hand I'm dealt, okay? Luckily, we have other callers. So I has, you're buzzing. You're going on mute. Let's see who this is. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I will start. What?
What's going on, what?
How have you been, what?
What?
Okay, what is with us in the house once again? It's good to have what.
Has he been here since the last time I called or whatever?
No.
That is awesome.
This was like 3 shows ago. I don't know.
I think it's like 2 weeks or a week and a half.
No,
I took a week off, so that's what.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
No.
What's up? What?
Not much.
Nice. How have you been?
Good.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yes. Was it say what?
Chocolate milk.
What? What? Did you say something, what? Okay. Let's take another call. We got Ellie with us now. What's up, Ellie?
Hey. How you guys doing?
Horrible.
Okay, now, doing great now.
Do I have sound? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful sound.
We can't hear shit.
Oh, shit.
Actually, you know what I need to do? I need to put all these assholes on hold.
Really? No! Don't worry. I want to keep what? Can we keep what, please?
Yeah, we can keep what.
I would like to keep what. He makes me very happy, even though he trolls my chat logs. He makes me happy. Motherfucker.
No!
You dick.
So what's on your mind tonight, Ellie?
Well, I'm kind of, like, butthurt. Like, they started trolling, I don't know, it was like an hour and a half ago, and, like, it's kind of weird because they're not using the right names, and it's like, what's going on? There's no calling of the tribunal, there's no press release, you know, it was just very confusing, and I just, oh, shut up, I hate you. And, like, I contact someone, and I'm like, hey, so what's going on? And he's, like, dead for fucking serious, swears on Satan this is real. And, yeah, no, he's lying. And then, like, I don't think it's real. I'm playing NES games because I'm just, like, ignoring this. Like, whoever's going to take the bait takes the bait. And then Danny posts the picture.
The bait!
So I look up some of the data on the picture, and I Google search it to see if, like, you know, it's fake. Of course, there's no other picture generated. And I started to believe it, and then I fucking come here, and I'm like, you know, it's Vincent the Bay night. If something's going to go off about this, it's going to be on fucking Vincent the Bay. I log in here, and I'm like, here we go. And then fucking Danny says, boys about his mom. The other night...
Why?
The other night, Danny woke his mom up, and I guess she caught him misogynizing women, and she was pissed.
Poor lady. God, can you imagine having that child?
I don't
child
even remember what he said. I
can
think
you
was...
imagine having that be your child living with you?
No, he's great. He's great.
My God. Knowing what I know, if I was his parent, my God.
Yeah,
he would have
a stern talking to.
I would be proud.
What?
I hate you. You should mute him just to see what happens.
What? No! Yeah.
You should mute him for science.
Anything for you, baby. Anything for you. He's muted now. Okay, let me take another call here. Let's replace him with somebody else. Somebody else just called in. Their hands up. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yes, hello, Vince.
Hey, if it isn't our associate producer back on the job tonight, Jihad. What's up, Jihad?
Hey, nothing much. How's it going, everybody? It's been a while.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back. The show has been on hiatus for a week. You seem to be on hiatus from the show for a month or so.
I've been a little busy, but I'm glad you're still alive.
Yeah, I know. You're getting pussy in real life, so I can't blame you. It's time to you know, disconnect from the matrix and get some loving going. I know what that's all about.
Well, I've just been actually doing the opposite of that, being way too connected to the matrix. But don't worry, I'm still getting pussy, Vince. Don't worry.
Yeah, boy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, of course, you always chime in at some point during the show and tell us what we've been doing wrong and how we can correct things. What do you think of what? Do you think what should be muted or unmuted?
Well, you see, you know, that's a good question. It's a fair question. I mean, the gimmick does get old fast. So I guess I would say he deserves to be muted, but that just seems so harsh. It really does. But what really stops you from muting people in the first place? I mean, aren't there people here that are muted right now anyway?
Yeah, once Ellie called in, God.
Oh, well, obviously.
It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank
you.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, to be fair, though, Neil is still unmuted, and Sicko, who's my essentially my special guest tonight, is unmuted, too. So there's a couple. And then there's about 12 other people who are muted right now, including what?
Well, it was a wise choice, Vince, and I won't question it.
Yeah, we finally got a chick to call in, so I'm trying to maximize.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Did you hear that Russell League is starting a radio show?
Yes, I did. I think that's awesome. I can't wait till it comes out. Yeah.
And they actually have they have a blog talk, I think, already set up. I think it's like Russell Reed. The most English thing
Russell
I can say. I'm so aged.
They were in my chat earlier. Earlier, there was like a Russell League radio in my chat. Yeah, they were here.
Russell League radio live. Russell Reed.
You want a Russell Reed?
On time.
Me troll you wrong time.
You want pretty nails? We go beauty salon. Oh gosh, I am Asian. Russell, that's right. Shit.
It's all right, we won't hold it against you unless you really want us to.
That's okay. You guys could hold it against me. I'm North Korean too, which makes it like even more embarrassing.
Oh
like,
wow, no, that's.
Seems like a bee.
Man, is it just me, Vince, or is there something about North Korean chicks that's just hot?
Yeah.
Oh my, scandalous! Yes, I have to admit. Oh, hey,
dude,
I recently turned on
to Jihad. I had no idea. Like, I saw him, like, lurking around rooms and stuff and would run into him, and I had no idea who he was. And, like, it turned out we had all these things in common. I felt like such a cunt for ignoring him for so long.
Oh, it's okay. I tend to enjoy being ignored for the most part.
North Korea is not...
Yeah, you kind of lurk in the shadows, as I recall, you know, at least on the Chan, the Wrestle League Chan. You're kind of just, like, laying low in the cut.
No, I'm just making sure nothing goes wrong. I mean, I run the network, so I'm trying to keep things running smoothly, at least.
Save it down. I love it, dude.
Gosh, you know who I'd really love to talk to?
Who?
Tyrone.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Tyrone in here.
Last time I talked to Tyrone, he promised, like, he'd put me on a jet and give me that champagne and fucking dip some strawberries in that cream. I haven't heard from that boy in so long.
You know, didn't Chief Keef get picked up not long after that? Maybe that's what happened. Like, Tyrone disappeared around the same time.
Oh, the shit.
That's that shit he don't like.
Yeah.
But now we have JVAB, so, I mean, that's... You know, if Tyrone is
JFAP. Yeah, JFAP was on my show last week.
He's
cool.
He's a very... We were watching him on Tiny Chat from... While he was in the green room and he thought he was still alive. And I think he was flirting with someone for like 30 minutes and didn't even realize he was in.
Classic.
That's why you have to, if you call into the show and it gets really chaotic and long periods of time go by where you're talking, you don't hear anybody else talking, or you're just talking to one other person for a long time and don't hear anybody else, you might have been put in the green room for a while and not even know it. So I advise everybody who listens to the show to re-listen to it to experience what really happened on air and what didn't.
Everybody saw it. What is the website? The USSC.gov?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
Down, down, left, right, BA star. Have you guys not tried that yet?
No.
So you go to the site and you do the old Atari, God, what was the game? The old Atari cheat for a game I can't remember. It's up, down, down, left, right. BA star, you can play, I think it's an asteroids type game where you destroy the website with the ship.
I know how to play Snake on YouTube.
I know how to play Snake. It's
excuse
Contra,
me.
Thank you.
Well,
it's not Atari,
me.
Thank you.
Pardon moi.
Pardon
and
me.
That code, by the way, it appears in a lot of video games.
Yes, especially Atari, which is where, because I know...
Okay.
I think it was
that.
In one of the Super Marios.
Oh, wow. The USSC.gov site is, like, not even loading for me.
I
mean,
know,
it just shows, like, an error.
But I got to play it once before when it finally did load. And I went, pew, 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 pew.
So what do you guys think about that shit? I mean, it's clearly the feds that did it, right? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, obviously.
Like, let's install asteroids on our site so kids can destroy it. It's a brilliant idea. We are this smart.
Hey, you know what? If it furthers their agenda, I'd say that somebody's getting paid.
Dude, if they were capable of that, I would be so proud of my government. Like, I'm not even lying. If they were like, let's troll these kids back and fucking install
Well, you know what's going to be the best thing ever is if, like, I thought about the idea of, like, if, you know, the security, the encrypted files that they uploaded, if they were all, like, you know, just, like, troll images, like, they all were all just, like, 10 gigabytes of Goatsy or something like that. That'd be funny. But then I thought, like, how awesome would it be if the FBI did this hack and then they uploaded.
Okay, and they are in the green room. I'm back. We got 8 minutes left. Live Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts on tonight's show. Hammurabi's Code, going once, going twice. Hello, is this thing on? Neil Rauhauser, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Neil, we got 8 minutes to go. We're going to go around the horn here and get final thoughts. Any parting thoughts before we go off the air here?
I think it was just surprisingly pleasant tonight, given all the drama that's going down out there with Tom Ryan's disappearance and various bad actors in New Jersey experiencing unpleasant happenings. And it's just, this was good. I'll probably listen again, another time this week. It's
Sweet.
Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you again. Thanks, Neil. Let's go to Spyco. Final thoughts, Spyco. Spyco? All right, let's move on to X-Knight. X-Knight.
Hey, wait.
Oh, hang on, X-Knight. Hang on. Go ahead, Spyco. Spyco?
Wait. Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Oh, well, the show's about to go off the air in five
Why
minutes.
Why did it started, man? Fucking shit just started. Like, are you serious?
No, we can hang on. If you guys want to keep talking and shooting the shit, we'll do it in overtime. No big deal. But there's a bunch of people that aren't going to be hearing it. So we're saying goodbye to the people live.
You know what? I love the people. I really do. I fucking love the people because they lie to me on the internet. Do not trust the internet people. Apparently, they lie there. All right? They fucking lie straight to your goddamn face. Big ups to Ghost for being a cunt. That's it.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Spyco. Appreciate the call. X-Knight, your final thoughts for the audience out there.
Well, I really did enjoy getting on here and speaking a little bit with Neil. Very interesting guy. Other than that, I haven't really been tuned in too long. So don't shove your dick in a toaster, I guess.
Excellent advice. Appreciate that. Let's go here. Shadow DXS, Shadow, final thoughts for the live listeners.
Hey, I just want to say that X-Knight's a bitch, especially that toaster bit there. I like chocolate milk, and that's about it.
All right, dude. Appreciate the call. Let's go with... Let's go with Laszlo. Laszlo, final thoughts.
Well, some people are muted. Some people are unmuted. You never know what's going to happen. Free Neil Cashin. He's in jail in North Carolina. He's just trying to help somebody. Check it out. Oh, and in overtime, I've got something to share with you in the chat room from really, really bad radio. You'll want to hear it.
Okay. Fair enough. We will do a quick overtime session for anybody who wants to stick around or anybody who wants to listen. You want to call in now. We'll do a little overtime extra extended edition until it just kind of feels right to end it. But Feel free to call in now, 347-826-7667, if you want to hear the overtime session. If not, I don't blame you. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Let's keep going down the line here, though. Crap. Who's this there? Caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, 347 area code. Hello? Caller. All right, we lost that person. Who else do we have here? Sicko. Any final thoughts for the live listeners before we leave?
Support Op Valentine, guys. Don't let these people who are facing prosecution and stuff go feeling alone. That's what happened to Aaron. Aaron Schwartz. He felt like he didn't have any other way out, and just try to help, you know, keep these people's spirits up.
That's right. Appreciate the call tonight, Sicko. Jeez, should we take Elliot and Jihad out of the green room? Do you think they know they're in the green room yet? Anybody? Hello?
Leave them there.
Leave them there? Really?
I haven't talked to Jihad in a while. No, I'll go ahead and bring them out, I guess.
Okay. All right. So anyways, folks, we're going to say goodbye to you all live. If you want to keep the party rolling with us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Elliot, any final thoughts for the live listeners before we go into overtime?
Oh, yeah, everybody can eat a big bag of dicks and suck dick with piss in it, too. Have a good night, guys.
Appreciate the call. And Jihad, our associate producer, any final thoughts?
You know, it's good to be back, even if it was for a short period of time. Thanks a lot, Vince, for putting us in the green room. It was very educational.
I hope you had a good time in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope all the listeners out there had a good time.
Well, we'll never know. That's the thing. The best part of the show is the show within the show that nobody hears, except for you and Elliot. I love it. I love the green room. You'd be surprised how many ladies call in, never make it on air, but you know, you'll hear extended periods in the show where I'll just disappear.
Oh,
of
course.
I'm in the green room with one of my female friends.
Do you ever tell them that they are on the air while you're in the green room with them?
No, but that's a good idea.
You should. You should totally, like,
I was like,
pretend like you care about somebody and that you want to interview them, and then just leave them in the green room while you're doing a show. And just periodically go in there and say things to them.
Yep. Right on, dude. Appreciate the call. All right, we're gonna close it out here with a request from Von Rage. Von Rage in the chat room. I think she's listening in the background there. This is Goldfinger, and it's the worst possible title for its song I could ever think to call it. It's entitled At the End of the Day. Of all my pet peeves is that saying, like, at the end of the day, we're all just friends. We're all just humans. Like, no, at the beginning of the day, we were all humans. During the middle of the day, we're all humans. You know, you don't have to make it all, like, grandiose by saying, but at the end of the day, we all bleed. Whatever. 347-826-7667. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. At the end of the day, you got to say, hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Dude, I hate that saying. I hate that fucking... I hate the thing. Horrible. Oh, final words from what? Shit. What? Stay on the line, bro. What? Stay on the line, Wolf. Or actually, I'll just listen to it. What during the song? What? What? Jesus, did that just cut off there? Oh, well.
It did.
Aw, oh, motherfucking yeah. All right, folks. We are in overtime. This is the extended offline edition. This will be part of the podcast, but it's not transmitting live anymore. Thank you, everybody, for staying aboard this space coaster called Disorderly Conduct. It's been a fantastical show. I really appreciate Soul Butter calling in earlier. I don't know if Soul Butter is still listening, but if you are, you should raise your hand or wiggle your butt or something. I don't know. So let's slowly bring everybody back on. We've got, wow, man, we got 16 callers on the board. Let's do Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammurabi? Hammurabi, are you there? Is this transmitting? Hello? Is it on? Hammurabi.
What's up, dude? Oh, sorry. I was so accustomed to being muted.
Hey, you guys know that Laszlo, P. Quagmire, you guys realize he can mimic the muted. Unmuted. You realize he can, every time he's on, he can mimic that. Like, listen to the archives, folks. There was a couple of times he said muted, and I swear to God, 8 people on the board just shut the fuck up. It was great.
Yeah, no, that must have been when you were like, I'm turning out the universal mute feature, which you already had anyway.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, oh man, I gave away the secret, but actually, it's better to put it out that he's out there, because you'll never know now when he's on whether you really are muted or unmuted. But I'll know. That's why it's so fucking funny. Oh, folks. So, yeah, so just to let you all in on the joke, Laszlo, again, can mimic that muted, unmuted.
I got to be honest, like, I noticed that there's a difference, but I was like, maybe they re-recorded the muted shit. And I just kind of, you know.
Okay. Yeah, now all of a sudden, now your spidey senses are tingling. Let's see how it works.
Well, I wasn't going to argue with it, you know. I mean, it said muted. How are you going to argue with that?
Exactly. I think we saw what on the air. What? You're unmuted. Speaking of muted and unmuted. What? Are you there?
What's in tiny chat?
Really? I think he's still on the line, though. He's unmuted. What? Are you there?
He says mute him because he's lurking.
Oh, well, whatever. He's unmuted.
Well, he's leaving you unmuted. What? And
so,
Nick from Toronto, raise your fucking hand.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're in the chat room. Anybody that wants to...
I'm here, man.
What?
Oh, thank God, we got a Canadian.
Straight from Toronto, man, in the house. What's up?
Not a lot. How are you doing, Nick?
Doing well, buddy. Nice to hear you again.
Yeah, likewise.
I'm just home drunk from the pub, so I thought I'd call in with like 5 minutes to go.
Perfect timing.
Oh, turns out you got like an extra hour.
I completely missed everything that went on, so I really have no idea why I'm calling or what actually happened.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We had Anon Sicko was our main guest tonight. He was talking about Barrett Brown and the new charges against him. We also had and still have Neil Rauhauser on the board. Actually, Sicko is here. Everybody's here. Sicko, Neil, X-Knight is in the house. What's up, X-Knight?
Oh, not much, man. Just listening.
You kind of got pwned there at the end by Shadow DXS. How did that feel?
Oh, I didn't feel a damn thing.
This is Juggalo chatter. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, like, I give a shit what a Juggalo thinks. I mean, the dude sits there and wears face paint. What do I care?
Oh, right.
What?
Okay.
So I take it, what, you finally muted what?
Yeah. What is muted?
What?
Oh, by the way, I think Cam Robbie could definitely pull off the muted. Unmuted.
Muted.
Well, no, he can't. I think Laszlo
unmuted.
Comes the closest. Laszlo comes the closest, but to be honest,
I'm sure I come the closest. Check it out. Muted. Unmuted.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, to be honest, everybody except what is unmuted right now, all right?
What?
Hello.
It's a complete free-for-all.
What's up, Jihad?
Hey, Robbie, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too, Jihad. Yeah, I was
you guys
crying and fapping with my tears and shit too.
Them feels.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man. All sorts of shit, realistically. Mainly just dealing
math
with some IRL shit regarding the kids. I've pretty much had them nonstop for a while, so it's been interesting. Bit of an adjustment period.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
That's all.
Are
I
you
really
enjoying
got.
Your time with the kids?
Yeah, you know, funny thing, they like to shit in bathtubs.
Well, I mean, that's just your typical kid stuff. I mean, come on.
Imagine my horror when my youngest held up a turd, was like, check this shit out. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding. I gotta drain this, clean it, and give you another bath.
No way. Come on. It's just a turd.
Yeah, I'm not putting my kid in
his Listen, you gotta let your kids make their own choices. How are they supposed to learn?
You make a good point, you know. Tough love, right? You shit in your tub, now you gotta sleep in it.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh,
what's up, Elliot?
I just, you know, no words.
That's good. We don't need them right now.
Wait, what's going on?
Oh God, Spyko.
No, never mind. No, just go back. Go back to. No, no, it's Spyko. It's okay. It's
I'll
cool.
Be quiet. I'll be quiet.
Hey,
I'll be quiet.
Spyko. Chill pill.
And I'm muted. All right.
Muted.
Unmuted.
Unmuted.
God damn it. I'm either too high or not high enough.
Exactly.
Okay, never mind. Muted.
Unmuted.
God damn it, you. Hey,
so
you
got a
tonight.
Living girlfriend now,
like,
Jihad?
I'd like to unmute on Rage. On Rage, please, at any point, feel free to raise your hand. But other than that, everybody's live except for... I muted I Has Candy because when he's... or she, whatever it is live, you get this. Where is it? I don't hear it. All right. Anyways.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hear some
shit? What?
What's up?
The fact that I probably gained, we'll say, conservatively 30 new conservative followers. I spent the last 2 days talking to
conservative followers?
Yeah. Are you in a car on the highway? Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, seriously.
No, background noise isn't
for
me.
That was Elliot that had the hideous, like, background noise. So Elliot is on time. Oh.
She's talking shit right now.
Todd McKinnon, he started the whole TGDN thing. He follows me, and then because he follows me, and we interact every once in a while.
Okay, yeah, say that guy's name again.
Todd Kincannon, I'm sorry. I keep saying
Kincaid.
McKinnon.
I thought it was Kincaid or something, whatever. I know who you're talking about, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's like
overtime's not for serious business.
TCOT, like defense movement on Twitter.
Yeah. He's got like 35,000 followers. He's apparently well-known in the conservative Twitter movement. But, you know, because I talk to him and, you know, he gets along with Viz, too, I've actually been conversing with a lot of conservatives lately. One of them even, when we first started talking, he was all about, I block every guy Fox Mask avatar I see. And now, like, earlier today, me and the dude were talking about great video games and, you know, similar shit like that. Like, I started talking to him about a lot of them are starting to come around to Anons and, cyber activism, hacktivism, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, they saw the Aaron Swartz case. So today I'm talking to them and stuff, and I actually convinced two of them to send letters to people like Jeremy Hannon and to Barrett Brown, asking them why they did what they did to get a better understanding of why internet people feel the way they do when it comes to, you know, internet censorship.
Well,
and,
I wouldn't recommend Barrett Brown because we know why he does anything.
Yeah, that's no. But Barrett Brown, he didn't do it because of the heroin. He didn't do it because
No, he does it for the attention, dude. I've known the dude for like over a decade. He's always been the same way.
Yeah, I mean, but there are also other reasons,
He believes in a lot of the stuff that he says. That's not a lie.
When somebody writes Barrett Brown and asks, "So why did you do what you did?" His response isn't going to be the attention. You know what I mean? His response.
Of course not. That's not how it works. I mean.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So I've actually made what I feel like are some pretty decent slides and kind of, because, you know, a lot of people, like when Occupy was going on, Occupy and the Tea Party weren't that far removed.
No, of course not.
But the media did a really good job of keeping them separate. I've always thought that if Occupy and the Tea Party would have ever got, like if they were to have joined forces, you know, back at Occupy's heyday, we wouldn't be talking about Occupy is dead now. You know what I mean? Now, albeit that's not taking into consideration stuff like Koch brothers' money and shit like that.
The Tea Party too. The Tea Party is disintegrating too. Not as fast and as dramatic as Occupy, but the Tea Party's disintegrated pretty much.
Exactly. But after talking to some of these people and showing them like a lot of the similarities between like the Tea Party and Occupy, and that we're not all a bunch of fucking terrorists, we're all not a bunch of fucking hippies, and we're not all a bunch of fucking idiots, it's given me hope that maybe you can get some of maybe we can get some of these, you know, really intelligent people on the Tea Party side who actually knew what they were talking about, because they all weren't a bunch of gun-toting racists. And same thing with occupiers. Not all occupiers were fucking dirty hippies, you know what I mean, who didn't know what they were talking about. So it's given me hope that maybe these two sides can come together, and if that happens, maybe we can actually start bringing about some real change, you know what I mean? Like, that gives me, it's given me a lot of hope, especially that they agreed to write letters to, like, Jeremy Hammond, asking Jeremy why he did what he did. You know, to write letters to the PayPal 14 and asking them why they DDoS PayPal. Because, you know, I can explain it all day long, but it's a little more powerful coming from the person who's actually sitting in a jail cell or sitting there awaiting trial, you know what I mean? I just thought that was interesting. I figured I might at least get a kick out of the fact that I've been sitting here having DM conversations with conservatives who were so anti-Occupy and anti-Anon 4 days ago, but now they're talking about how we might actually have a lot more in common. Than
oh, yeah, dude, check this out. Do you know Brooks Bain? He requested the Lamb of God song tonight that drove away like 10 listeners. he calls himself, he was one of the people on the ground floor for the original incarnation of the Tea Party, and he abandoned ship like a lot of people did around the time Fox News and the Kochs and all that shit swooped in, and Freedom Works,
right,
and all that crap came in and hijacked it. He's now moved on to federalism. He's into federalism, and I think it's fascinating. And I'm going to try to get him on the show sometime soon to talk about federalism, because I find it fascinating. Because I'm sort of like, I don't know what I am, I don't think I could zero in on it in any category, but I think I'm more or less just, you know, kind of moving around in the leaning libertarian-ish realm, at least for sure social libertarian. And this dude, he's got some interesting ideas about how this country should be run, and you know, how to really look at who these founders really were and where they, you know, how they were perceived at that time. You know, essentially these colonies were fucking taken over by crooks and stuff. That's like that's where all the the slave trader shit was going on here, and all this other stuff. A lot of outlaws, criminals would escape to the United States. So a lot of radicals and a lot of, you know, you would almost consider them anarchists of the time, were, you know, coalescing together to ignite that revolution to begin with, you know. Of course, they needed help from the French and whoever else came aboard and helped, you know.
You mean black people?
I don't know. Did a lot of black people fight in the revolution?
I mean, Shields, bro.
Really? Oh, my God.
Well, haven't you seen The Patriot?
Silence. Dead air.
Niggers don't eat fish.
They swim in their own piss.
best line on BTR of well, zero. I forget who he was in under, but probably the best line I've heard yet.
Okie doke.
Do you eat fish, Vince?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
I like salmon.
Yeah, you don't like fishy fish?
Speaking of fish, we need more ladies on here.
Man, where's Elliot?
Well, you muted
Elliot. What are you doing?
She got all bothered about that.
Yeah, drop a timeout.
You said I had a bad noise in the background, so I have to go if I have a bad noise.
No, you sound fantastic.
Is there interference?
You sound great.
It's not
noise.
Bad at
some
all.
Oh, yeah, bro. What you know? Holla,
holla. I just want to see if you get mad. Did you get mad?
She's either using Samsung or Apple headphones.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring on another female. Von Rage is with us. What's up, Von?
I love you, Elliot. I love you, Von Rage.
Hi, Spike. Oh, I love you, too.
No love.
Can I penetrate you?
Ew.
I'm just curious. Not
Come
you,
on.
Ew. Elliot, ew.
You're
what?
Disgusting.
Von Rage? Von Rage, can I penetrate you?
At the same time? Menage a trois.
Wait,
with the
what?
Penetration. Can I pin text you?
Ew.
I don't think Elliot spent a lot of time with Spyco and
Stop,
I.
Stop, no.
I'm,
stop, no more.
Spyco
no,
was probably
more,
my
right?
my first introduction over Reaper Sec.
Oh, really?
And
the
first time I
Damn
went
it.
In there, he pulled out of somebody to come enter me.
Oh, God.
First
wow.
time I fucking
why,
joined.
Why do you have
first
to bring
time
up
I joined.
These old fucking stories, man?
That's,
because
that's,
yeah, that's
something you tell your grandkids.
Yeah, I mean, I've already told my children about all of this.
Jesus.
I shit in the tub, I tell them horror stories about Spyco. Fuck it.
Oh, you shit in the tub. That reminds me of this one time on Tiny Chat with Spyco.
Oh, yeah. Good times, man. Fuck yeah.
So reminiscing.
You guys are disgusting.
I just want to know if I can pin test you. That's not that disgusting. Elliot, you be quiet, alright?
Wait, is he asking to pen test you? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Testing. See if I can exploit her in multiple ways.
Read
possibly,
that back
I don't
door.
Know. Back door, front door, whatever, you know, you gotta see. Sometimes they put holes in places, you gotta find them. Then you gotta
as long
find
as he rips
them.
Your database, he's pretty happy camper.
Exactly,
is Shadow
right?
still here? Because this is almost as bad when Shadow says he's gonna, like, what is he, he's gonna sit on you.
Shadow's sexy?
It's a different story. Don't you fucking say that, Elliot. That is fucking downright insulting,
what?
Dude. That is just fucking insulting that you compared, like, my quote-unquote hitting on to his actual hitting on.
To being encapsulated by a shadow?
No, for, like, you said this is almost
the
as bad
shadow
as shadow being hitting on somebody, right?
What?
Yes. You
what?
Said this is almost as bad as shadow hitting on
I can't
somebody.
Hear you. Will you repeat that?
Hey, what were you saying right before that, dude?
God damn it, Vince. I was about to say that.
Right? Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. You
hey, sorry. Hey, shut up, dude. Hey, Elliot.
Oh, what the fuck? Hey,
yeah.
Okay, you know what? All right. That you know what? That you're just muted. You're muted.
Thank you.
Elliot, twice before you muted.
Elliot, I just wanted to let you know. Shadow is gone. He dropped off. I don't know.
Oh,
he,
okay.
I think he passed out. I think he's too stoned.
He can't sit on.
He rolled over onto the phone.
He's like Jabba the Hutt. He just falls.
Has anybody ever seen the Stay Puffed Man before?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters?
So if you missed Stay Puffed and Michelin Man, it's Shadow.
Have you seen his 40 chug video?
His 32 ounce chug video?
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah, don't say 40 ounce because he didn't earn that title, okay?
Right, I don't remember what I tagged the video under on my shit, but did he do another one? Did he redeem
no,
himself
I don't
or even
so.
Attempt to?
They don't sell
no.
40 ounces in Florida because of, like, beer laws or some something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
He made up quite a story about that.
Well, it's true. I googled it. It's she's not lying. It's true.
It's true.
They don't sell 40 ounces in Florida, but they
oh,
do.
Yeah,
well,
I can never find
a chicken too, and just run all the black people out. Are you fucking kidding? That's like half their business.
But like, someone could mail him a 40 ounce, like easy peasy, and this could be all said and done. In other words, no.
Well, I don't
and
know.
And then have his house rated over a 40 ounce.
They know, right?
How is that?
Well, I just think you can mail a 40 ounce without going to jail.
London not simply mail a 40 ounce.
They need to have that like at the movie theater at the beginning of the movies now. You wouldn't mail a 40 ounce, would you?
But it needs to be like John Wayne who says it. That or Morgan Freeman, one or the other.
Are you kidding? What about Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood would be amazing, too.
I'm sorry, but
just
the only narrator
ahead
in my life is David Attenborough.
Want to mail a 40-ounce? Go ahead. Make my day.
Ooh,
just old and senile and all that shit. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah, he popped a chair recently.
What just
take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Sounds like someone just hit a bowl.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sorry.
What just happened in Tiny Chat? I've not seen this before.
What is it?
Which
is
Tiny
it?
Chat?
Vinicius.
Vinicius
Brazil
is. I don't know. I haven't muted.
Which Tiny Chat are you guys in?
Yeah.
Danny Dandelion. Or Dantalion.
No, it's Dandelion.
That's where I asked you. Apparently he got kicked out of Russell League, though.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about that. Too. Like, the reason Spyco is tweaking so hard right now is because he thought it was legit.
Well, the reason Spyco is tweaking so hard right now is because he does Adderall by the fistful.
This is true. Okay, I take that back. You're right.
Is
I
there anywhere
you,
I can watch Spyco brush his teeth tonight?
Yes.
I don't know.
/ Danny, DANTALI0N on Tiny Chat.
Yeah.
Wait, no, what is it?
I'll just post it in the chat room.
Danny.
I'm not in the chat room.
D-A-N-N-Y, Danny, Dantelion, but with a zero instead of an O. O.
Holy shit, Danny speaks Spanish. Look at that. Danny's multi-talented.
Speak
Spanish.
I
took French for like 7 years, don't remember shit.
Is Danny speaking to a guy? No. I know what Danny's doing, and you should pay attention. It's going to be really funny. Danny does not speak Spanish. Let's just start with that. But Danny can communicate things that he would like to in Spanish.
Hey, Hammer Rest, code.
What's up, Nick?
The fuck is that noise?
I'm not sure. Hey, where are you from, man?
Someone keeps jabbering.
Colorado.
Oh, nice. Cool.
I'm watching, but nothing's happening in Tiny Chat. So let's go back to talking.
Yeah.
Surprise, nigga!
Ooh, butt sex.
Ooh, butt
what?
Sex. Butt sex.
What the fuck happened on the show today, man? I missed the whole thing until I literally caught the last 10 minutes.
Oh, right,
I'll give
much.
You a rundown.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Hammer Robbie, please,
yeah.
By all means.
Anybody.
First thing first, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then, stuff happened, and then nothing happened, and now we're here. But if you want to get specific about
it... Yeah, so what was the stuff I'd like to hear?
Well, Neil came on, which is pretty awesome. I don't think anybody can deny that. And then everybody was like, oh, my God, Danny got kicked out of Russ League? What the fuck? And then I was like, yeah, man, Danny totally got kicked out of Russ League. And I retweeted that shit. And then Danny came on because he had 13 minutes on his track phone. And then he was like, yeah, guys, here's how it went down. And then he told us about it. And then he was like, all right, I'm fucking with you. And then everybody was like, but everybody already knew. Except for Spyco, because he's on meth. But
who took a fistful of...
I thought it was Adderall.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Adderall. It's kind of funny, before I started taking pictures and brushing his teeth endlessly, I cammed up with him well before that, and I saw some very interesting things. Like, dude's got zip lines for headphones in his room. He's a peculiar person, legitimately. And, yeah, no, he really likes Adderall. So, I don't even know where to go with that.
Everybody loves Adderall.
I have breaking news for everybody here. Kim.com, that fat ass, he just got home safe. Did you guys hear about his situation today?
He just got what?
He just got home safe from his...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, tweeted a minute ago. He's, like, home safe and took a huge picture of his fucking mansion.
Jihad nice. Looks sexy, man. That hair grew, like, 4 inches since I saw him last.
Yeah, girl. You know you like it.
Oh, dude, you gotta do
pictures. Look at him stroking that shit with his fingers. Do that again. Do that again. Yeah. Shake it like he's in the wind.
He's got body. I'm not gonna lie. That shit's got body. And volume. Okay, I can't believe we just talked about your hair.
Beautiful.
Oh,
so that was it, eh? That was the whole show.
Yes, that was the whole show.
And then you guys talked. I'm assuming you talked about that Barrett Brown dude.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, the stuff that happened at the beginning. Getsu
yeah.
was talking about, you know, don't root your phones or you'll get fucking arrested. But then I told everybody that he was working with the feds, and then, like,
yeah.
I told him that I rooted 9,000 phones with the feds, and it's all good.
Wasn't the Lederman guy his attorney or something like that?
Who, Getsu or Brown?
No, Brown, yeah.
The thing is James Barrett's initial counsel, but he... He's in Los Angeles, so he just stood in for, like, the bail hearing, the arraignment, and Barrett needed to round up somebody that was local in Texas.
I forgot to mention, briefly, we had Aaron Bale crash in the chat room. He didn't call in, but I think we all love an on-orecast, because that guy's playing awesome.
That's the second time I've heard that name today, and that's two times too many.
What was his name? Sorry, I missed that.
Okay, come on.
He goes
Don't
by
do it.
Non-forecast. If you a look up when Barrett got raided, he's the guy who, like, claps his hands and gets all excited, and then turns around and fucking becomes, like, Barrett's biggest supporter.
Yeah.
He's been in Reaper Sex IRC, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen his website? Like, he posts his medical documents.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
He's a real nutter.
Yeah, apparently he's got, like, legit brain damage. He got into an accident and had his head crushed or some shit. Because I was like, is this guy retarded? And then...
Yes, he is.
Emick fucking brought me up to speed and was like, here, check this out. And I was like, on one hand, I feel bad, but on the other, he's such a dick, I don't.
The first time I saw him was probably about a year or so ago. And we're in a room, and I'm just fuck anonymous, fuck these faggots. And he's like, what? I'm leader of anonymous, blah, 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 blah. I am the keeper of a non-code, and you have broken blah, 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 blah. We're going to have, like, a meeting, and we're going to vote you off at blah, 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 you whore. I'm going to burn your house down, blah, blah, blah. It was insane. I'm like, who the fuck are you? And what the fuck? A non-pirate code? What is this shit? Insane.
I'm the leader of Anonymous.
Oh.
So claiming that they're the leader of Anonymous is obviously lying. Vince actually broke that story on somebody else's show. That was your first one. Your second was, it's a non-forecast.
Jihad. That's not very nice.
What's the overall opinion about this Barrett Brown guy, like, from, you know, like, the online community?
He's a faggot.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's totally getting money.
So is he, like, another KY, or is he...
Oh, dude, KY is another him, I think. I don't really know that much about KY, but from what I understand, he's kind of a faggot. So, I mean, if we're comparing faggots to faggots, I guess it's all relative.
But like, besides though, like what you know, what he did, he might have pissed off some people and you know done some stupid stuff that you know people don't agree with. But like his overall, you know, like what he was aiming for, his mission, like was it good or was it just a bad thing and he was just trying to be an e-fag and.
Who, Bear Brown or KY?
Yeah, well, yeah, like kind of like KY. Like I just see these guys they pop up now like a couple in the past week or two,
uh-huh.
and these guys just get fucking crucified, you know. But they're, I'm assuming they started something with good intentions, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that way.
The differences between KY and Bear Brown.
Yeah, I wouldn't relate the two, honestly.
No. Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just kind of, you know, just throwing it out there, but I didn't.
No, it's all good. They're both same fags.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but could they have done what they did if even a small amount of good was produced from it, you know, without becoming, you know, kind of e-famous, or is it just?
He's like, kind of, he came on the scene before the off-roll red.
Can you speak up a bit?
We can't hear you, sicko.
I don't know what's wrong. I've got the phone like right next to my mouth.
You're good now. You're good now.
But KY came on. He came onto the scene about the time Amanda Todd killed herself. He was trying to go after people who were trolling about it and shit like that, and that's what got him. Like, if it wasn't for that, when all the Roll Red off shit, the Supergirl shit,
yeah.
started, he wouldn't have met such a backlash from the online community.
Yeah.
But he'd already tried to white knight his way into e-fame. And
yeah.
So people were already pretty upset with the dude.
Yeah.
Barrett Brown's not like that. Barrett Brown has actually done real work. Say about him, Barrett Brown has helped connect a lot of information when it comes to security contractors and stuff, and, you know, the private security industry and stuff like that. He helped dissect the H.P. Gary League, you know, his, I can't think of his project name right now. I don't know why I can't think of it, but Project PM. His Project PM and stuff, they did really good work. Barrett Brown is a really smart dude.
Yeah.
Did Barrett Brown try to gain a little bit of fame? Yeah, of course. Yeah, he did.
Well, I mean, why don't you go a little bit further back? I mean, how about Op Cartel? You guys want to talk about that?
I remember that.
All the other stuff happened before Op Cartel.
There's no evidence to show that Op Cartel was legitimate in any way. But the cartels murdered people over the shit that Barrett Brown stirred up himself.
Anybody was ever murdered.
Being legitimate was not there. Definitely not legitimate. But anyone actually being harmed over that? I mean, I think it just sank like a stone. I don't think it got noticed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no evidence anybody was harmed over that. I think what happened...
Wait, you're serious? There were vans full of people that were found completely decimated by the very cartels that they were going up against. They murdered bloggers that were going
but
up against them.
Usually those cartels, if you look through the history, they usually leave very clear messages to the people that are basically fucking with them, and they make
right,
it
like
very
killing
clear.
Them.
So. Yeah, exactly. They write it on the bodies. They send stuff to journalists and the news. But did anything go right back to Op Cartel? Like, was there any?
No, you know, there were murders beforehand, and there's like 100 deaths a day due to cartel violence in Mexico. I mean,
that's the thing.
Basically,
like,
it's
like 50,000 deaths, you know, in these cartel regions, right? So. You know, how can you pinpoint that? There's literally like 3-4 kidnappings a day. There's hundreds of people who get killed every day. So it could be for literally anything.
Exactly.
You have the fucking Mormons right now fighting with these cartels.
Around the time Op Cartel kicked off, things were already really hot with the Zetas. And that's kind of why Op Cartel was such a big deal. Because at the time, the Zetas were already murdering and killing bloggers and stuff like that, and people who were trying to expose some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what brought Cartel on, is
there was rumors Ed abducted him Anon and all that.
Yeah.
And while, and I think what you saw from Barrett Brown was just delusions of grandeur. He thought that maybe they could produce something that would do that. That would do this. He, you know, he kind of probably overestimated him and the rest of the people involved's ability. I don't think it was a honeypot. I maybe from Sabu's end, but I don't think it was a honeypot from Barrett's end. The Zetas have been nasty, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
Coming from this, I've seen it firsthand. Not that they've ever kidnapped me, but you know, I've definitely seen their influence. Even you know, even going all the way up, you know, all the way up to like far north as East Coast, you can see Zeta influence. So I guarantee you, like I said, there has never been any evidence to tie anything that happened to Op Cartel. Anybody who says there is just one of these misinformation fools trying to make Anonymous look bad.
Oh my God, sicko confirmed fed.
Yeah.
Jesus
that's what
Christ.
I'm saying. Like,
we
literally,
need that.
Literally anything done to these cartels, media blogger, journalist, video blogger, anybody with a camera, you're a target automatically to these guys.
Yeah.
So you know, like, you know, anything could come out with it. So it's a pretty crazy call. Like, if, you know, if this guy Barrett Brown got a shitload of people killed or something like that, then does that tie in any way to his arrest or nothing?
No, he threatens
feds. Feds don't give a shit about normal people. They care about if you threaten them and their fucking kids, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
he threatened some FBI agent, right, or something like that.
Yeah, Agent Smith.
And then he got booked for withholding information or something like that. Like, what the fuck was he withholding?
He was arrested for threatening the agent.
And if it's legal when it's done to me, it's going to be legal when it's done to fucking FBI agent Robert Smith, who is a criminal, who is involved in a criminal conspiracy, that has thank God been revealed, part of which was evident months and months ago, because I told the fucking FBI agent Daniel Forsek, who gave me a fake name when his fucking little Jennifer Emick fucking informant, HB Dairy employee, bragging about the shit, gave me the number. I guess he wanted to talk to me and see what I'd say. Well, his real name is Daniel Forsek. I know that now because more hacked emails that she got and that she has not reviewed it, although she is. The informant is now claiming she didn't work for HB Gary, even though we didn't have the invoices, the emails, her ex-partners, give a testimony. It was already obvious, and we have other proof of it, even besides these things that she doesn't know about yet. We don't play all our hands like they do. Anyway, so that's why Robert Smith's life is over. And when I say his life is over, I don't say I'm going to go kill him. But I'm going to ruin his life and look into his fucking kids, because Aaron Barr did the same thing.
Is this just Vince fucking with us?
And he didn't get ready for it.
No, he's playing that special recording of Barrett.
The final legal note I should notice is that as Robert Smith
We've heard enough of that.
I am in danger from the Zeta.
Guy sounds fucking sketchy, eh? Like,
no.
He was drawing from Suboxone.
Well, he sounds like he did a fucking line of Adderall and then did that interview or something.
No, he was detoxing from heroin.
Holy fuck.
On YouTube.
That heroin, Suboxone. He's been on a heroin.
Yeah, that's
replacement
like
for a while.
The Suboxone was to help him detox from heroin.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. It's like method. It's another form of kind of methadone.
Yeah,
it's a treatment, yeah.
That video is one case. See, there's three cases basically against Barrett Brown right now.
Yeah.
There's the threatening the FBI agent.
Yeah.
Then the Strapper hack that happened not the last Christmas, but the year before. They're also charging him with distributing stolen files or whatever for.
That's so funny.
That was all part of the same indictment. There was one indictment that covered 15 credit cards that he'd apparently used for his own purposes, as well as the sharing of the content. And then the most recent one is obstruction of justice. It's obstruction charge.
Well, no, like the first one you were talking about there was that the one back in March? Like,
he didn't get anything out of March. This was
Are
all
you talking
all
about the Stratford?
No, because he got raided. I remember his place got raided in earlier in the year or in the spring or something like that.
Yeah, there's never been any evidence of him being charged for anything they got out of that raid.
Oh, okay, all right. So then nothing stuck.
Well, no, well, that raid is what the obstruction charges are from, because that raid is when he was hiding the laptops.
No, they made off with all of his stuff, and he wanted it back, and I think that he was thinking there was a bunch of exculpatory information on there. And the hiding is they hit his place in Dallas, and he wasn't there, but he found out, and so he came back after they were gone and then moved a bunch of stuff to his mom's house.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from.
Yeah, so basically the dude's pretty fucked. It's hard to draw similarities between him and an idiot like fucking KY.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't trying to connect the two. I was just, you know, with the two guys in the news, it was, you know, I was more interested in the way these Anon guys, and I don't know how many Anon people are on the phone or whatever, but they just seem, they get to this point where they have, you know, good intentions, and then they just get fucking crucified by the online community. And I don't know if everybody's going too hard on them. You know what I mean? Like, these guys were part of the community. They had good intentions and stuff like that, and they're obviously smart individuals. But, and then they just get fucking crucified and lambasted by...
They don't
is it
exactly...
Fair?
I mean, Barrett Brown specifically, I don't know that much about KOI Anonymous, but Barrett Brown, you know, he did make a good number of enemies, and a lot of people didn't really take him seriously, and everybody just knew that he was going to be taken down. He wasn't even anonymous, you know? He wasn't at all.
Right.
He was setting himself up for
there. There's a problem that with journalists. I mean, there's always going to be someone who's plugged in, but whose name is known. I mean, that's just, it's the way it's going to be, because they won't just take random sources without some sort of...
Yeah, of course.
And he was very much in that broker's role.
Well,
he's not, but here's the problem, Neil. He's not, he's not a journalist. Like, does he have a degree? No, he wrote shit.
Right,
that's
right.
He wrote shit, he blogged. And on top of that, like, Amber Lyon is a legit journalist. But she's still annoying as fuck. And no matter how you cut it, they both put a black eye on what Anonymous is trying to achieve, because realistically, when you use your fucking name, you're not anonymous.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
who made that last point there? Was that Neil talking about, you know, journalists have to know, you know, the individual obviously giving them the information?
There's a minimum
level. Because I worked for a fairly big media conglomerate here in Canada for a couple of years, and when I used to talk closely with these journalists with this whole Anonymous phenomenon that came on, and these guys basically their job now is not just to report the news, but as these leaks and information come in, they have to be so careful to protect their name and their career that they have to. They have to get that person's name. So you can be as anonymous as you want and leak all this information, but these guys, their superiors, their GM, their CEO, isn't going to air anything on the news unless they have a name, they know the person.
No, that's not true.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm speaking from Toronto, Canada here, from Quebecor, which is the biggest media company in Canada. They basically almost control everything. And that's firsthand from journalists that I worked with on the same floor. You know, so it's hard for these guys, and then they come out.
I'm sure at some level, some places they won't.
Well, imagine you're in their place, and your career and your livelihood is on the line.
No, see what they do. They don't need to get the people's identities. They just have to confirm that they're legitimate ahead of time.
How would you legitimize that to someone with a woman, say, with a family and kids and stuff like that, and you can legitimize or, you know, make it as sound as possible, but until you actually meet the person and have a name and a face and stuff like that, it's very hard for these people to conduct their job and their duty to do that. And then they get pressure from above.
I just want to point out that's very much not true, simply because of the fact you look at the media reporting stuff like, what was it, Fox Hunt or whatever, when...
Yeah.
Some random non was claiming to take down Fox or Facebook.
I remember that, yeah.
Was claiming to take down Facebook or even the Fox security thing. I mean, basically these days, if any Anon says something somewhere in the media, they're going to pick it up.
Right. I think that's also kind of because they don't, or they're just learning of what Anonymous really is. You know, they see, like, a message from Anonymous. They think that it's some kind of an official thing.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing them.
All right, just kick Spike out.
I'm not bashing the process.
See what I mean?
Though,
see,
just had...
I try to be nice. I try to be nice. I unmute him, and that's what I get.
You shouldn't be nice, Vince.
Yeah, no, it's Spike.
You're right. My bad.
You gotta use your head on that one.
My bad. Continue.
Quick, I'll come back to you asking why these people are crucified by the online community, and as an Anon, I can tell you exactly. Anonymous, we don't have actual rules. There definitely is an ethos that goes behind Anonymous. You don't use your real information. You don't name tag. You don't fame tag. You know, you're not out there to get exposure. You're out there to just do what you're really supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And that should be all that matters. Anything you do gets attributed to Anonymous.
Yeah.
Not attributed to KY Anonymous or to Brown.
No, I agree.
So when these people like KY or Barrett, when they start using something that people have legit, or like I said, are legit going to prison for these extraordinary amounts of time to further their own personal gain or their own careers.
Yeah, like NYSEC or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a backlash, and then. When it comes to like NYSEC, when that backlash hits you, and you basically tell the entire online community, "Fuck you, I'm still gonna keep doing it," then that's when it's the whole part. Will ever be able to recover from that.
Yeah.
The difference between fame fagging the way NYSEC does it and fame fagging the way Barrett Brown does it is Barrett Brown produced real results.
Yeah.
KY Anonymous.
What were those results? Getting people killed.
He just stirred the pot, KY.
Dude, Barrett Brown got other people to do work for him. Talk to anybody in Project PM.
Yeah. Well, that's just like KY, man.
Maybe they're more similar than we thought previously.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I was just kind of connecting the dots. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, I have Anon accounts, and I've helped in certain ways, and I love the community and stuff, but I've been very close to the media side where, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, these corporations and these big conglomerates and companies have the final say of what gets to the masses and stuff. And when these people, when it comes to, you know, when their nose is right to, you know, where their career's on the line, the Anon stuff fucking scares the shit out of them, right? So
you get
a lot of underground media that gets it out, but the main media like Fox and, you know, up here in Canada is the CBC, which is fucking controlled by the government. It's just not going to get through. You know, I've been here for, you know, 30 years of my life. I've never seen an Anon story on fucking CBC. You know, you might get
because Anon's its own worst enemy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is because
they have equally stupid fucking ops like Hunt the Hunter or whatever the fuck it was when they went over after Hunter.
But even though you have great ones like the pedo thing, like that's a fucking that was the best one that I've seen in the last I don't know how long, you know, and this gets no airtime, nothing, man, because people literally like they're just, you know, they have to fucking post a story about a puppy that got saved from a fire.
Well, they don't want you to know that you can actually, like, join a group of people and make things happen.
Yeah. That's the problem, right? But the issue where I'm trying to connect the dots here is once those guys are brave enough or maybe stupid enough to cross the bridge and not be Anon anymore, then they get fucking crucified, you know, whether it's their fault or not. And then that's the issue that I see is like trying to get that message out to mainstream media is
how you conduct yourself matters. I mean, Barrett was doing all this stuff and, you know, very much, you know, seeking more power, seeking more access. And he was behaving.
He was what?
Well, that is
reckless.
Yeah. Behaving reckless. Sorry.
And if you look back over, you know, there was a year where there was a lot of stuff going on that was, you know, activism focused, where I was talking with people who had a lot of media reach, and you know, but I never went the way Barrett did, and you know, both that I was careful, I avoided anything like the kind of stuff Barrett was doing, and you know, I did for myself, or you know, it was someone I knew, and they've never come out that they ever had anything to do with it.
So, like, I understand how the community works, and in you know, particular IRC channels or chat channels, and they basically vote on a particular
own organizations, like they're different groups.
Yeah.
With different ways of doing things, basically.
And people bring up basically an op that they think is legitimate and important, and then kind of the community votes on it in a certain way. So how do these guys, like, from such a good starting point and good premise, that these guys just get completely fucking out of control and sidetracked? And, you know...
I mean,
Trump,
I don't know what if it
you know,
was
we,
being
we
sidetracked.
Kind of need like an anonymous PR firm, in a way.
Well,
like this.
There
Dude.
Was.
There
that,
is,
that
yeah,
exist.
A non-PR.
Yeah.
Well, in the form of Garden Slayer, until the Crito hit last year, that was like 80% of the press releases and video were coming out of that one small group.
Okay.
Did that end
you know,
when Doxbin took it down? Nakash, or...?
It's whoever the Hack the Planet guys are. They got the crazy
whoever pods. Those guys are.
Yeah, those guys,
I don't know who
those
they are.
Horrible guys.
Totally.
You know, they have their view, and I, you know, no one's ever really explained to me why they are, you know, if there's any self-interest in
there's
opposition
not.
Or if they just do it for fun. If they just
and Hack the Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Hack the Planet. What the fuck?
FTP and HTP, bro.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I've seen a lot of this shit, and of the accounts I'd follow, Hack the Planet would be one. I mean, they're not doing it for fame. It's basically to kind of out the people who are in it for fame and doing it for the wrong reasons. Or have personal vendettas. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean.
But the question is, are they against the fame factor, or is it more about not caring at all what these other people are doing?
Yeah, that's
the
fine line,
that's
right?
Never been clear to me.
It's closer to the second one. It's more of, and I might catch some heat for saying this, but I really don't care. It's more of, in my personal opinion, and it's not all of these people, because some of these people I actually have a pretty good relationship with. Some of these people see people actually trying to do stuff and trying to they're even doing it in the right way. Some of these people, and maybe not necessarily HTP, but people of similar ilk, They see this stuff and they're like, oh, but that's not what the internet community is supposed to be about, so we don't like it, and so now we're going to go after it.